Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone with the great privilege of being able to share vital health information with y'all. So our number is 877-726-8255. If you want to join the broadcast, either call during the program or call any time during the week, and there's an opportunity to record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions a little later. Among the stories we're going to tackle, we'll talk about how a study has confirmed, what's kind of intuitive, reducing daily sitting may prevent back pain. Also, the right way to check your blood pressure, that's important. This study looks at a B vitamin and its impact on cognitive performance among older adults. Now, if I were to quiz you and say, which B vitamin is most germane to cognitive performance in seniors, you would be correct in answering vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 deficiency results in neurological problems, okay? And you can even have symptoms that resemble dementia or Alzheimer's if you don't have enough vitamin B12. But also, you'd be right in saying vitamin B1, thiamine, because thiamine deficiency can cause a form of dementia, Wernicke's encephalopathy, common in alcoholics. That's why when alcoholics get admitted to hospital, I did my medical residency close to the Bowery, and there were a lot of alcoholics, and so they would end up in my emergency room, and immediately we'd give them a shot of thiamine. Okay, and sometimes they would just light up. You really see a change in their cognition almost immediately. Same thing with vitamin B3, which either niacin or niacinamide. Also, symptoms of deficiency include dementia in a condition called pellagra. So you'd be you could B12, B1, B3. Here's another one, vitamin B2. There's a new study, association between vitamin B2 intake and cognitive performance among older adults. And this just came out. Now, you may or may not know that vitamin B2 is the principal reason why your urine is magic marker yellow when you take a multivitamin. It's got a very yellow color. So in addition to making yellow urine, vitamin B2 has a very important function. And I'm reading here from a reliable source, which is from the National Council. Riboflavin deficiency symptoms. Riboflavin or vitamin B2 is a heat-stable, water-soluble vitamin. Okay, that's important because water-soluble vitamins, you have to keep taking them. You know, they just go out with your urine. But they don't just make expensive urine or magic marker color urine. It's a water-soluble vitamin that the body uses to metabolize carbohydrates, fats, and protein into glucose for energy. It has something to do with the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is the cycle of respiration by which we convert fuel into energy. Okay? So this vitamin also is an antioxidant. You know, commonly not recognized that vitamin B2 is an antioxidant. You know, we tend to think of things like, carotenoids, vitamin C, of course, vitamin E. But we don't usually think of vitamin B2 or riboflavin as an antioxidant. In riboflavin deficiency, macronutrients like fats, carbohydrates, and proteins cannot be digested and utilized to maintain the body. I guess they can be digested, but they can't be utilized. It's necessary for normal development, lactation, physical performance, and reproduction. So it has to do with two coenzymes, flavin mononucleotide and flavin adenine dinucleotide. So these are part of the energy transport system within the cell. And riboflavin also helps to convert tryptophan to niacin. And some preventable diseases manageable with adequate riboflavin are anemia. Yeah, inadequate riboflavin can cause anemia, rarely, less commonly than B12 or folate or iron deficiency. But also deficiency of riboflavin is associated with cataracts, migraines. One of the therapies for migraines is to take really high-dose riboflavin. Along with other things like coenzyme Q10 and even thyroid dysfunction. Okay, so in this study, what they found is that intake of riboflavin was associated with better cognitive scores in older adults. 2,893 individuals over 60 were included, average age 69, half men, half women. Vitamin B2 intake above the RDA. See, the RDA is kind of measly. They say, well, take this to avoid deficiency. But what if you take more? And most of us who are taking supplements, we're definitely taking way over the RDA, right? Vitamin B2 intake above the RDA reduced the risk of low cognitive performance compared to intake below the RDA. So higher vitamin B12 intake was negatively associated with the risk of low cognitive performance. There's a lot of double negatives in there. So, higher this is a double negative. So higher vitamin B2 intake was associated with better cognitive performance. Physical activity may modify the association of vitamin B2 and cognitive performance. Okay, so if you exercise, maybe that mitigates the effects of not taking vitamin B2. The bottom line is adequate vitamin B2 intake could help protect cognitive function. So if you're concerned about preserving cognitive function, who's not? Make sure that vitamin B2 is part of your suite of nutrients. Usually a good quality multi will do it. I think the things like the Centrum, you know, one-a-day multivitamins, they have very low levels. And so I would recommend a little bit more sophisticated multivitamin. My personal favorite is Alpha Base by Ortho Molecular. And, you know, you may say, well, where do you get those high-quality vitamins? You know, maybe you don't get them at, Costco. Well, here's your source. You can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements, including one of my favorite multi, which is Alpha Base by Ortho Molecular in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. So check it out and utilize that for high quality vitamins. You can take a B complex. B complex definitely is going to amp up your intake of B2 along with a whole suite of the B vitamins. And they work together, and that's why they call it the B complex. There's a lot of synergy among the different B vitamins. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
It's January, time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. What do you want to achieve? Feel your best, conquer your goals. Let me share my personal experience with MitoPure from Timeline Nutrition. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal. MitoPure is the only urolithin A supplement on the market clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MitoPure addresses common signs of aging at the root. So if you want to support your cellular health and achieve your goals for 2025, MitoPure is offering a rare deep discount to get your 2025 started right. This month only, get 33% off MitoPure. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MitoPure. MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And calling that number enables you to record a question. So let's hear one of those.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. I've had my vitamin D level checked a while back, and it was at 40. So I doubled my vitamin D dose from 5,000 a day to 10,000 a day. And recently it went up to 48. I've heard you say that higher levels might be better. Should I be taking more than 10,000 to increase my levels of vitamin D? Thank you very much.
Okay, you know, this is a really interesting question because, you know, first it pertains to, you know, what's the optimal level for vitamin D? Well, they say that, you know, using the scale that you're using, that less than 20 is deficiency and anything above 20 is okay. But a lot of people invoke the concept of insufficiency. In other words, 30 is not deficient, but it may be insufficient. 40 is probably the threshold of adequacy, but some people, for various reasons, for prevention or because they have a medical condition, maybe an autoimmune disease, maybe they're frail, maybe they're trying to promote bone density, they want to push it up to, say, 60 or 70. The threshold for toxicity is 100, so we don't really want it much above 100. There may be some special cases where, say, for cancer or, you know, certain conditions where we think vitamin D is very important, like multiple sclerosis, we may want to flirt with that upper limit. But for ordinary folks trying to engage in prevention, 60 or 70 is fine. Now, the curious thing is that people react differently to taking oral vitamin D. For some people, you know, just taking a couple of thousand a day is fine. And maybe they're augmenting their vitamin D because they're relatively young, their skin is still receptive to ultraviolet rays, and they spend a lot of time outside, and they have relatively light skin. Darker individuals don't make vitamin D as readily as lighter-skinned individuals. And so they get a little bit of vitamin D production from sunlight, and they get a little bit from the oral vitamin D that they take. But other people, and I've seen this in my patients, where we're trying to get their vitamin D up, and we give them 2,000, barely budgets. We give them 5,000, it goes up a little bit. We give them sometimes 10,000, and that's the dose that's required to keep them at 60 or 70. But the problem is that vitamin D, unlike, you know, I was talking about vitamin B2 earlier, it's water soluble, it goes out kind of with the wash, with your urine, and you have to take it regularly to maintain levels. Vitamin D has a cumulative effect. It's fat soluble, and it accumulates. So let's say you're taking 10,000 to increase your vitamin D from 40 to 48, and you keep taking it. Next time it's 62, and the next time you take it, it's 89. And then a year later, it's 112. And that could be a problem. So typically what we'll do if we want to get vitamin D levels up is we'll amp up the dosage, but we'll check periodically to see where it's going, and then we'll pull back. We'll pull back. You know, maybe your sweet spot is 5 alternating with 10, or alternatively, you could take 50,000 once a week. 50,000 divided by 7 is 49. I'm sorry, is divided by 7 is 7 approximately, right? So, you know, 49 divided by 7 is 7. But 50,000 divided by 7 is approximately 7. So if you want to hit like 7,000 per day, you can take 50,000 once a week. Because it's fat soluble, that's probably just about as good as taking it on a daily basis, unlike water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C and the B vitamins. So it's a little bit of an art. You can do this on your own, but you might want to get some medical supervision from someone acquainted with vitamin D supplementation, like an integrated physician or a nutritionally oriented doctor, or, you know, someone who has experience in optimizing levels. But look, notwithstanding that, you're not in trouble here because your level of 49 for most purposes is okay. All right. So to say, oh my goodness, it's only 49. I must you know, aggressively supplement to get it up to 60 or 70. I'm not sure that that's such an urgent priority. You may even default to just stay on 5,000 and see if 6 months, 12 months, 18 months hence, it's not going up a little bit into the optimal range, 50, 60, 70, where we might like to see it. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, you heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. And, of course, that includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with the powerful antioxidants vitamin C and D to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, you can buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. 877-726-8255, our number. Recently, I did a feature on what's called dead butt syndrome. I love that term, dead butt syndrome. And we'll talk a little more about dead butt syndrome and the impact of sitting on back pain. Yes, it's true, the daily sitting is a culprit when it comes to back pain. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And a special announcement, there is a free offer courtesy of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract want to help you stay healthy while keeping your costs down, and as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you're now entitled to free coupons and free samples. Just go to kyolic.com/radio. There you'll find a drop-down menu. You can click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. Give it a shot. All right. Perhaps to talk about the impact of daily sitting on back pain. And recently there was a big article in the New York Times, quite a good article, I must admit, about what's called dead butt syndrome, which means not only does sitting not cause you to utilize your gluteal muscles, but which causes atrophy, right? You know, use it or lose it. You don't use a muscle, it weakens, right? But also, it undermines the brain-to-muscle connections. In effect, you forget how to engage your glutes. And a lot of people they've lost the ability to engage their glutes. And this results in all kinds of problems, back problems, hip problems, even knee and ankle problems, because your glutes are among the most powerful muscles in your body. And sitting makes this worse. Now, in many countries, I remember this distinctly. When I was 18, I just took a year off of college, and like many kids in the 1970s, I grabbed a backpack and some provisions, and I traveled around Europe, and I ended up in Morocco. And in Morocco, I was standing around waiting for the Marrakesh Express. Yes, just like the song, there is a Marrakesh Express that goes from Casablanca to Marrakesh. And in the railway station, a lot of the local folks, you know, they wore these long robes called jalabas, which are robes, heavy woolen robes, which don't seem to be that helpful in the heat, but they do protect you. They protect you from the rays of the sun. And inside the train station, there weren't a lot of benches. Everybody was squatting. While waiting for the train, they were squatting. They were pulling their jalaba over their knees, and they were squatting. That's how they sat and relaxed, and that engages your glutes. Well, there aren't no chairs for paleo humans. This is a modern invention, chairs. And we spend a lot of time. I mean, here I am. I'm sitting in a chair, decrying sitting in a chair, because that's how I broadcast. I guess I could have a standing desk. Some broadcasters do that. But there's a study which corroborates what we already know, which is that reducing your time sitting can prevent back pain. So I did a study in Finland, and I think this actually may be a unique study, because they actually got people to reduce their sitting by 40 minutes per day on average during a six-month intervention period. They were normal middle-aged adults who, like most adults, sat a great deal, exercised little, and had gained some extra weight. And not only do these factors increase the risk for cardiovascular disease, but they also make back pain almost a universal problem among middle-aged sedentary individuals, right? Who doesn't have back pain? And so what they found is that back pain can be prevented by a modest intervention, which is just 40 minutes less sitting over a period of 6 months. Indeed, these folks reported less in the way of back pain. Now, you can go way beyond that. You can actually do the exercises which engage your gluteal muscles, exercises like kickbacks and bridges, the various exercises that target the gluteal muscles. But you got to relearn how to use them. You may have what's called gluteal amnesia or dead butt syndrome. And engaging your glutes is, you know, in addition to reducing your sitting time, is a plausible strategy for working your way out of back pain. Now, personally, it's working for me. I mean, I had more back pain in my 30s and 40s, for sure, than I have now. But the back, you know, upright posture for humans is a little bit of an evolutionary gamble. I mean, it frees our hands, and it has enabled civilization, because if you're walking on all fours, you know, you're not going to, you know, do a lot of stuff. But it places a lot of pressure on the spine and creates a lot of strain on supportive muscles. And we're not doing ourselves a favor by sitting for hours on end without engaging our muscles that normally support our back. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item, okay, so there's a big argument going on in the field of anti-aging. Some people say that through advances, we will routinely be able to live to 150. And other people say, no, there's kind of like a governor on longevity, that no matter how many diseases we vanquish, you know, maybe we come up with a surefire cure for heart disease and a surefire cure for cancer and a surefire cure for strokes and Alzheimer's and you know, diabetes and all the things that ravage us, infectious diseases and so on, could we still live to 150? Some people say yes, and some people say no. A big article published just this week by a guy named Jay Olshansky and colleagues, and I'll talk about him in a minute, Implausibility of Radical Life Extension in Humans in the 21st Century. He opined in 1990 that we were reaching the limits of our longevity. And because a lot of people were very optimistic around 1990. They said, look, we're making a lot of progress. We're curing a lot of diseases. We can extend life well beyond our current limits. And it'll be routine for people to be 100 in just 30 years. And by 2150, people routinely can live 150 years. Okay? He said no. He said, however, I'm saying in 1990 that that's not likely. So now, was it 34 years later, he writes this article, I was right. And the reason is, I mean, he did a lot of analysis of longevity trends. And what he discovered is that longevity trends, they're slowing. People aren't living longer. In fact, people are living less long in the United States. But that's because we're fatter, less healthy. We have deaths of despair, socioeconomic problems, drugs, murders, alcoholism. We're going backwards. Although I think we're making some gains on smoking as a major cause of death. Fewer people are smoking. But so what he's saying is, no, it's not plausible. And it's interesting because in 2000, American biologist Stephen Austad was quoted in Scientific American as saying, and I'm quoting, the first 150-year-old person is probably alive right now. That's in the year 2000. So Olshansky said, nope, I'll make you a bet. It's called the lifespan bet on whether someone born before the year 2000 will still be living and be of sound mind on January 1st, 2150. Austad bet in favor. And Olshansky took the view that it was unlikely anyone would live past 130. And the current record is 122. Jean Calment, French woman, they say, although, you know, sometimes disputed because birth records were a little funky when she was born in the 19th century, she was 122. So how do you make a bet that's going to come due in 2150? Neither of these people would be alive. Austad and Olshansky put $150 each into an investment fund. You can imagine how much that's going to compound. You know, by 2150, could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions. With the money and interest to go to the winner or to his descendants, yeah, more likely his descendants in 2150. So that's kind of interesting. So this is an interesting controversy within the anti-aging movement. You know, there are two basic ways to extend life. One is to vanquish disease. But if we vanquish disease, aging itself is a process. And we actually have to attack the very process of aging. And people are working on this. They're looking at different compounds, different drugs, different supplements that may fundamentally alter the aging process. But so far, with few verifiable results, some people are taking anti-aging drugs at great expense. Some people are taking rafts of supplements. I think the issue is more not lifespan, but health span. It's like, how long are you going to stay healthy, independent, cognitively intact? You still may meet your maker in your 80s or 90s, or perhaps you're lucky at 100. And by the way, on average, only 1 to 5% might survive until their 100th birthday. So it's not that common. I mean, there's a lot of people, maybe millions of people because it's a big population, but centenarians are rare. So, yeah. This is a controversy we'll keep our eyes on because we're looking for that magic. Well, hey, you know, maybe we'll have the Ozempic for aging. Maybe eventually that'll come true. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, the best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternatives. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site, it's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Not only does Trump need an eraser, he needs a lot of them. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. From banning gas water heaters and banning areas for drilling oil, Biden's claims for a smooth transition were nonsensical. Trump needs to start from scratch. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond. The future of Trump's cabinet picks. And is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host of Conservative Policy Advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Okay, in our final segment, we're going to talk about arm position and blood pressure readings. What happens when you don't do it right? Does it really have an impact? A new study sheds light on that question. Zantac. GlaxoSmithKline had a problem with a very commonly used medication. It's a medication used for heartburn and ulcers. It is a medication that's been superseded by things like Prilosec and Prevacid, new, more powerful proton pump blockers. The older generation of ulcer medication and acids included Zantac and Pepcid. Okay, those are the two main ones. And then because they went off patent and generics were dirt cheap, they decided to make them available over the counter. So you could go to, you know, your drugstore, or you can go to a supermarket and you could buy Zantac or Pepcid. Because you have a little heartburn, you know, maybe you ate a chili dog or something and you want to relieve your stomach discomfort, you just take a Zantac. Headline, GlaxoSmithKline agrees to settle about 80,000 Zantac lawsuits for up to $2.2 billion. All right, so what went wrong? Well, as so often happens, these big litigations are often settled. You know, they go through some like a process of discovery, and they, you know, eventually the company who's accused gives up, and there's a payout. And these are class action lawsuits. There's, you know, people just sign on, and they're even advertised on TV. You know, just like, you know, if you've been harmed by Zantac, you develop cancer. In this case, cancer was the risk. Call 1-800, sue the bastards, and you can join this class action lawsuit. A lot of people did, 80,000 people. 10 plaintiffs' law firms resolves about 80,000 cases, 93% of cases pending against the British drug maker in state courts nationwide. This is the problem with the Zantac. The Zantac was not carcinogenic, but if improperly stored at high temperatures, one of its breakdown products was carcinogenic. There was also some problems with the manufacturer of Zantac. Some of the sources were offshore China, and they weren't so great. So so this has been going back and forth a long time. Various companies that made Zantac won a major victory in 2022 when a Florida federal court judge ruled that about 50,000 cases could not go forward because they said the plaintiff's expert testimony was junk science. And, you know, there's 14,000 of those cases still on the pipeline being appealed. So this is the ingredient in Zantac is called ranitidine. And it could degrade into NDMA, which is a carcinogen, over time or when exposed to heat. So this is not something that they foresaw. And, you know, they settled without an admission of guilt, you know, which is usually kind of a good thing, right, for them. To, you know, we'll pay out, but, you know, we don't think we did anything wrong. But, hey, you know, the expedient thing to do is, you know, we'll pay the speeding ticket. Interestingly, Zantac is still on the market. You know, you go to a store and you can buy something called Zantac 360. Zantac 360. Well, wait a minute. You know, it causes cancer. You're going to buy Zantac 360? Well, it's been reformulated
Zantac 360 has the active ingredient famotidine, which is Pepcid. Pepcid is famotidine. And it also contains some of these inactive ingredients: carnauba wax, cornstarch, hydroxypropyl cellulose, hypomellose, magnesium stearate, microcrystalline cellulose, red iron oxide, sodium starch glycolate, talc, titanium dioxide, and yellow iron oxide. I'm not sure where they add all these, you know, funky ingredients to over-the-counter products, but they do. Zantac 360 is now Pepcid. You can still buy it. And to the best of our knowledge, it doesn't cause cancer. Okay, so what happens when you do your blood pressure run? You're supposed to lay your arm flat on a table and relax and not talk and be kind of chill. But a lot of people, they just let their arm hang down. Okay? Or they rest their arm in their lap. What happens when you do that? How does that affect blood pressure? In this study, they found that supporting the arm on the lap overestimated blood pressure by 4 points. That's the systolic, that's the first number, and diastolic also by 4 points. So you're going to get an erroneous blood pressure. I mean, that's not that much, but that's an average. For some people, it could be more, for some people, less. An unsupported arm at the side was even worse. It overestimated systolic blood pressure. You just don't let your arm hang down. By 6.5 points, and diastolic blood pressure by 4.5 points. So, yeah, the take-home message is make sure that you do it right when you're doing it at home or even at doctor's office. I've seen, you know, cases where people even do it, health professionals even do it wrong sometimes. You know, just do it any old way. And the way to do it is put your arm on the table. Oh, by the way, your arm should be at approximately heart level, so like kind of towards the middle of your breastbone at that level, not like a very low table, because that, you know, the lower your arm is, the more it's going to exaggerate your blood pressure, and you're going to get an erroneous reading. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. Appreciate your listenership, and a reminder, the supplements we talk about here in Intelligent Medicine, many available at my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. Some are hard to find elsewhere. It's a safe and secure way to get supplements that are not counterfeit and adulterated. Go to drhoffman.com for all things intelligent medicine, because we've got podcasts there. You can subscribe to them through your favorite podcast portal. Also, subscribe to our newsletter via drhoffman.com every week in your inbox, important information. And keep listening to our weekly podcasts as well. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your...
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's inauguration scheduled Monday includes two traditional church services. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
The president-elect will start the day Monday by attending a service at St. John's Episcopal Church, located across Lafayette Park from the White House. This is a long-running tradition for incoming presidents. On Tuesday, Trump's first full day in office, he will attend a national prayer service at the Washington National Cathedral. For his swearing-in, the president will use two Bibles, one given to him by his mother, and the Lincoln Bible, which was first used in 1861. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
President Trump addressed a large rally in Washington Sunday.
We're going to stop the invasion of our borders. We're going to reclaim our wealth. We're going to unlock the liquid gold that's right under our feet, liquid gold. We're going to bring back law and order to our cities.
Crowd was very enthusiastic.
We won Pennsylvania, we won Georgia, we won North Carolina, we won Michigan, we won Wisconsin, we won Arizona, we won Nevada.
President Trump says he'll issue an executive order Monday allowing TikTok back online. In a post on Truth Social, he said it would allow time to make a deal to protect our national security. TikTok went offline in the U.S. Saturday night, but came back on Sunday. Investor Kevin O'Leary is offering $20 billion cash to buy TikTok. He's best known for his role on the show Shark Tank. He revealed that he offered TikTok's owners $20 billion to take it off their hands before it gets banned in the U.S. TikTok will not be available in the country unless the app's Chinese parent company sells it to a new owner due to national security concerns. More at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. The contract.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor.
Speaker of the House says Congress is considering a disaster relief package for California, but Republicans have concerns for how the Los Angeles mayor and governor will spend the money. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress is concerned for the damage caused by the wildfires in California.
We're watching with heartache the people in the Los Angeles area and Southern California who are just devastated by this disaster.
But the House Speaker expressed concerns that Democrats in power in California may have contributed to the scope of the disaster with poor spending choices.
To the extent that there is complicity involved in the scope of the disaster, then we think that's something that needs to be carefully regarded.
The president-elect and Republican leadership have blamed L.A. Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom for what Mr. Trump has described as, quote, gross incompetence in dealing with the fires. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Quaker Oats is recalling boxes of waffle and pancake mix due to concerns of undeclared milk in the packaging. It includes a limited number of 2-pound boxes of Pearl Milling Company original pancake and waffle mix. More at townhall.com. During her confirmation hearing last week on Capitol Hill, Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi affirmed that she would protect religious liberty in America.
Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley cited prosecutions against pro-life Christians as one instance of abuse of power by the Biden DOJ.
To prosecute individuals peacefully praying outside of an abortion clinic.
Senator Josh Hawley directly asked Ms. Bondi if she would stand up for First Amendment rights.
Will you stop the disparate treatment of Americans on the basis of religious faith?
Yes, Senator.
Will you stop the deliberate persecution of pro-life Americans for nothing more than their pro-life beliefs?
Yes, Senator.
The senator thanked the nominee for her commitment.
Because we need it. We need it.
George Williams reporting.
Fire crews continue to make progress on the Palisades and Eaton fires. Eaton fire 81% contained. Palisades fire 52%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
And guess what? Today we are celebrating a very special episode of Senior Care Live, where we are recognizing the, are you ready for it? The 600th episode of Senior Care Live. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And 600. That, when I say that number, I'm just like, wow, that's a ton. It doesn't feel like it, though. It feels like I just started this thing a couple of weeks ago because my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. And Ben, when you're having fun, it doesn't feel like work, and 600 goes by just like that.
Hi, Steve. I'm honored and privileged to be here today on behalf of your 600th episode. That's a tremendous milestone. Congratulations, and love to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And for our listeners, you're going to want to write this information down. So we're going to talk about an incredible resource for you today with Ben Socek. Again, owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, you have recently written a book. It's an excellent book. We had a meeting earlier this week with a senior living operator, and she was thrilled with the books, and I understand you're going to send her more of those, more of your books, because she deals all the time with families who they just don't know where to start.
Correct. That's one of the biggest things that I hear other people say, and that I've heard talking to my own clients, people that are selling a house, is and wanting to transition to some type of senior living or just downsizing to a smaller home is, you know, we've been in the house for 20, 30, 40 years, and I just have no idea where to even start. And so that's really what my company attempts to help people with. We specialize in the real estate portion of it, but we can facilitate the other items too, such as the estate sale companies, the moving companies, people to help sort with and what to do with all the stuff, things like that, so we can kind of be a resource for a homeowner that wants to do that. And that was also why I wrote my book, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, and a free downloadable accompaniment to that. The workbook can be had for free on the website at homedownsizingsolutions.com Ford/workbook, and that's really meant to be something that a person can download, print out, and utilize to help them in the process of selling a house and downsizing.
All right, and then this is no little pamphlet. This thing is 103 pages of absolutely fantastic information. And again, it's truly a phenomenal resource when you are considering, you know, moving from your home to, you know, maybe you're downsizing, maybe you're moving to a senior care community. And so, Ben, I get asked the question all the time, Steve, when do you consider, when is the right time to move to a senior care community? So you start off this workbook by addressing with the question, is it time to begin downsizing? And I love that question, and then I love what's to follow. Could you review that section, please?
Sure. Kind of adding on to what I mentioned earlier, and that I talked to a lot of people that just say, you know, I want to downsize. I know that I need to be downsizing. This house is just not where we need to be anymore. And so they're just overwhelmed. And so understandably, when a person's overwhelmed, your first instinct is to do nothing.
Well, you're paralyzed with just being overwhelmed by the whole thing. You just, instead of doing something, you just do nothing. And because you're paralyzed with it.
Absolutely correct. And so the first step is, you know, section one is the time to begin downsizing. Just goes through kind of a self-reflection exercise of being able to take the thoughts that a person probably has and has been dealing with for a long time and allows them to put something in writing and make those thoughts more concrete so that it's more easier to take that next step.
Okay, and I love that. And again, you're thinking about it. Well, this takes you from thinking about it to actually doing it. And so that's fantastic. And what are some of the other parts of that section?
It just goes through a room-by-room checklist. One of the things I believe you may or may not have mentioned earlier was kind of the 365-day test. By starting in maybe unused rooms first or lesser-used rooms first, going through the items and say, you know, individually, have I used this in the last year? Is this something that I think I need or think I want? Or is it something that has really just been sitting here for literally, you know, the last 12 months?
Well, and I love the example. You said, okay, the item is a blender. Why haven't I used it? I've never cooked a smoothie, you know, right? So I don't use a blender for that. So the action would be then maybe to donate that to maybe your kids or a neighbor or someone who might need a blender because you haven't touched it in 20 years.
Correct. And to start labeling some of those things of those different classifications, I guess, maybe, you know, I want or I need, I use constantly, or something like your example here that you're mentioning that's in the workbook. Something that I haven't used for the last year, and so would a child or grandchild want that item? Would a charity benefit from that item? And so kind of create a pile, I guess, or a classification of those things of saying donate or get rid of in some way.
All right. And then I love the room-by-room downsizing checklist. And again, I'm going to maybe just keep coming back to this word, a resource. It's a phenomenal resource. So a room-by-room downsizing checklist. Let's go through that. I think it's really good.
Sure. Again, like I mentioned, I recommend a person, if they're just starting out and they're under no time constraints, that the most logical place to start anyway is a room that is probably used the least. And that room, if it's being used the least, probably has things that are least used as well in that room. And so that's just an easier starting spot to go item by item in that room and start with the things that a person uses or does not use and is more easily able to classify those items. And so just starting to go room by room. That way it's not quite as overwhelming as saying this whole house is full of stuff that I don't need anymore. Then it's much easier just taking one room at a time.
Yep, no doubt about it. And then that's the old adage of how do you eat an elephant? Mm-hmm.
one bite at a time.
That's correct. I didn't want to use that overused analogy, but that's exactly right. You start somewhere, and when you start and make progress, it gives you confidence that that you can keep going, and satisfaction that you're getting something accomplished that way.
All right, and then I love this scenario exercise. So what does staying put look like? And so the question is, you imagine staying in your current home for the next 5 years. So answer the following. What changes would need to be made to accommodate your needs? Some examples: widening hallways, installing grab bars, hiring a lawn care service, you know, all of those sort of things. And so a lot of times people will do that. They'll make home modifications, and they'll bring in some, you know, home care company and that sort of thing in an effort to remain independent in their own home. But sometimes that's a good idea. Sometimes maybe not a great idea.
Mm-hmm. It just depends on the person's circumstances, but at least this way, if a person really thinks about it and forces themselves to write these things down, then it makes it more realistic, I think, and at least a person has a better plan that way of what they're going to need to do if they want to stay in their house, because understandably, if they've been there for a long time, they're comfortable probably, and so at least if they plan appropriately to be safe and comfortable in that home, then at least this helps them with that process.
All right. And then what changes would need to be made? And then you have another section, what would be the financial cost? So if you need to remodel, put in a stair lift, what are the utility bills, any of the repairs, put a dollar and cent figure to that. And then how would your daily life look? And then you have an action plan on deciding to downsize or not. Look, we're just barely touching the surface here. There are 103 pages of this stress-free home downsizing workbook. If you want your own, just go to homedownsizingsolutions.com/ what was that?
Workbook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Homedownsizing.com/workbook. And if all else fails, give Ben a call, and he'll hook you up. 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best way to determine your home's value is to use a local real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Not only does Trump need an eraser, he needs a lot of them. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. From banning gas water heaters and banning areas for drilling oil, Biden's claims for a smooth transition were nonsensical. Trump needs to start from scratch. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond. The future of Trump's cabinet picks. And is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host of Conservative Policy Advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. And on this 600th episode, let's get back to that Senior Care Live question of the week. The best way to determine your home's value is to use a local real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Ben, last month we talked about using one of these online services, and maybe that's okay to get maybe a kind of a ballpark value. It's certainly not going to be what a local real estate professional can provide. And I think some of the attachment, that service that, you know, get your estimate, it's free for a reason, because I think then they take your information and they send it out to all sorts of folks who explode your phone trying to sell you stuff.
That's typically correct. Some of those sites online that allow you to get a free estimate of your home value, again, like you mentioned, can be good. They can be in the ballpark. It kind of depends on which way the market is moving, or if the market is moving much to start with, whether up or down. But those services, the best that they can do is collect information that's online, such as from your county assessor and from other typically government websites, to get your the square foot of the house, to get the makeup of what type of a house you have, ranch or split level, some of those items, and do the best it can to aggregate that information.
Yep.
And automatically come up with a value. They don't know necessarily what the unique features of your house, of course, and how nice or not your house is.
If it has a new roof, if it has a new HVAC system, all those things would impact the value.
Correct. Whether you put a new kitchen in with nicer, high-level appliances and a solid surface countertops in your kitchen and bathrooms, it doesn't necessarily know those types of things. So to get the most accurate estimate of what the value of your house is, I would always recommend contacting maybe two or three different local real estate professionals.
Yep.
And so that they can show you the comparables, what has actually sold in your neighborhood, what's for sale, and as important in some markets, what the houses that were for sale that did not sell.
Mm-hmm.
That can be very critical depending on the type of market you're in.
Yep, absolutely. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. And don't forget about Ben's generous offer to provide for you free of charge the stress-free home downsizing workbook. This is a fantastic resource if you are in the process of downsizing, if you're thinking about downsizing, even if it's in the next year, like, oh, maybe next year we'll do something like this. I would strongly encourage you to reach out to Ben Socheck. This workbook is 103 pages. It is a phenomenal resource, and we're going to move on from that. But, Ben, what's the best way to reach you if someone is interested in a free copy of that?
Just go to homedownsizingsolutions.com/workbook. Or, of course, if you just go to homedownsizing.com, look under the Resources tab, and there will be a link for that there.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, if all else fails, just call our office, 855-291-5005. And also, going off of the question of the week, another free resource that we have, we certainly do have team members that can come out and provide what we believe an estimate of value is based on comparables as well. And so that's something that we can provide for people that are thinking of selling. And what I think is a better service than a lot of real estate professionals will offer is, since we have team members that are licensed real estate agents, we can come out, show you comparables of what has sold, what hasn't sold, and give you an estimate of what we think the house, what you would net from the house if you sold it in a traditional manner.
Okay, yeah.
Especially if you fix the house up if it needs repairs and updates,
as
well as if you sold it in a by listing it on the market just as is. And then, of course, the specialty with my company, with us just buying the house, we can, of course, tell you what our offer would be as a cash offer in an as-is condition. So a person kind of has three different options or estimates of value depending on how a person wants to sell their house.
Well, I think I see such a demand. I think this would be a really nice fit, I mean, for a lot of different people. But let's say, for example, and I assume that you have worked with some folks in this situation, that they have an elderly parent and something happened a little bit unexpected and they have to move. Maybe they go to the hospital or they go to the rehab center. Then maybe they have to move to assisted living or maybe even long-term care. And now you're the son or you're the daughter, and you live, four states away, and all of a sudden you have responsibility for this house that mom or dad has lived in for 30 or 40 years, and all the stuff in it, the utilities keep coming, the tax bills keep coming, the insurance premiums just keep coming, all of it. And you're like, what am I going to do with this house? Mm-hmm. And I would assume that a lot of these adult children who just kind of suddenly, unexpectedly finding themselves in this position are like, look, we want to sell the house, we want a cash offer, and we just kind of want to move on from that. We don't want to put in, $60,000 or $70,000 of improvements and upgrades and repairs. We just want to sell the house and walk away. And that's one way that you could help that family.
Correct. What I don't think a lot of people realize, and a lot of real estate professionals, is that in a circumstance like that, there is value to some people with a company like mine that can take some of those concerns and issues off the plate for them. So I always tell people that if there's value in the benefits, if they value the benefits we offer, we can be a great solution. So if a person values things like not having to get a house into show-ready condition, not having to keep a house in show-ready condition, having strangers walking in and out of your house at, who knows when. And
I don't love that part, by the way. I kind of hate it.
And we work with a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
And not having to worry about whether a person is actually qualified and is going to close on a loan in order to close on the house. The whole house inspections and the nitpicking that some people do with whole house inspections that just present another opportunity for the buyer to renegotiate again, and not knowing exactly when they're going to close. And the biggest thing is not knowing exactly what a person is going to net from the sale, because a lot of agents, when they list the house, of course, they'll say that, well, I can list your house and sell your house for X number of dollars. Well, that's a gross number. That's not the net number that a person's going to put in their pocket. That can be a much different number. And so we remove a lot of those unknowns for people.
All right. Mr. Ben Socek, he's the owner and operator and founder of Home Downsizing Solutions. You can visit online at homedownsizing.com, or you could reach out on a toll-free number anywhere in the entire country, 855-291-5005. And be sure to ask Ben, you know, about his services, about that free resource. It's a fantastic workbook. We barely, I think, Ben, we could probably talk about that for a couple of hours. So be sure to ask Ben about that. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today and help me celebrate that 600th episode of the program. It's been great as always.
Well, thank you for having me, Steve, and congratulations again on that. And if anyone has any questions that I can assist with or for that free workbook, just let us know.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
To announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, Call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Not only does Trump need an eraser, he needs a lot of them. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. From banning gas water heaters and banning areas for drilling oil, Biden's claims for a smooth transition were nonsensical. Trump needs to start from scratch. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond. The future of Trump's cabinet picks. And is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so today we're celebrating and recognizing the 600th episode of the program. And let me say, that's a lot. Sean, 600 episodes of the program, that's a lot of programs.
Well, we were just talking off mic about math.
Yeah.
So 600 programs over the course, you know, doing one a week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never missed one. It started first July, the first or second of 2013. So do the math. There it is. So.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yep, so
going on 12 years. So
yep. And you've been with me for a lot of those years, and I appreciate your friendship and all your support. And for our listeners, trust me, Sean makes me sound much better than I really am.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks for that.
No, anytime. Thank you.
All right. So I get a lot of questions, and they're kind of the same questions. And as you already know, if you've listened to the program any length of time at all, you know that if I'm getting the same question over and over, I get that little nudge saying, well, if all of these folks have these questions, then a lot of my listeners will also have the same questions. So let's talk today about the different levels of care available out there in the world of senior care communities. Let's talk about the average monthly pricing of these, and you might want to hold on to your wallet because some of these are getting pretty expensive. I want to clear it up. I was speaking with some potential clients earlier this week, and they got back with me, and they're gonna sign on with Senior Care Consulting. We're gonna help them do a great job and honor their elderly loved one by doing our very best job to find them the absolute best place available, and then that's where they can get the care, 24-hour care that they need and they deserve. But we were talking about that, and they're like, well, what's the difference between, you know, independent living? What is that? What does it mean? And what is assisted living? And then what is that long-term care? Or sometimes, you know, people still refer to that as a nursing home, which is kind of a dirty word in the business because that comes along with kind of some negative connotations or maybe some baggage. But it's long-term care. That's the medical level of care. It's the highest level of care that you can get. So let's start off at the beginning with independent living. Let me make this point extremely clear. There is zero care provided at an independent living community. It does not provide care, and an independent living community does not operate by a licensure through the state. There is no license. There may be a business license, but there is no licensure with the description of exactly what you have to offer as far as, you know, the type of care and all that stuff. So, but it is an important part of this ecosystem, if you will, because as we spoke with in the first part of the program with Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, a lot of people are living in the house that they've lived in for a few decades or more. And don't quote me on this, but I've read a lot of different stories and a lot of different statistics that say that the average person, you know, uses about 30% of their house, something like that, and they don't even use half their house. They use the same thing. They use a bedroom, they use a bathroom, the kitchen, and part of their living room. And they don't use the other three bedrooms or the other two baths. They don't use the basement. They don't use the upstairs. They don't use the formal dining room, and all it goes on and on and on and on. And so a lot of times you're going to want to just have a lifestyle change and downsize and move out of that into an independent living apartment. You could also find freestanding villas and maybe duplexes and fourplexes, that sort of thing. But I would say, by and large, throughout the entire country, the majority of inventory would be an apartment. And these are nice apartments, by and large. Some are nicer than others, but most of these apartments are pretty nice. And you are on your own. You're fully independent, but you're not alone. You are around a lot of other people. If there's an emergency, you can push a button and someone's going to check on you. They're not going to come in and provide care. They're not licensed or authorized to touch you and provide CPR, that sort of thing. But they can check on you. They can call 911. They can call your family. They can sit with you for a while until help arrives. But my point is, it's not a care community. So you have a nice apartment. It could be a studio, one-bedroom, two-bedroom. You could have much larger than that, three-bedroom den. Some of these are huge. And you have some meals provided. All of them that I'm aware of provide at least one meal per day. Most of them, two. I just toured a place earlier this week. What a cool place it was. Here in the Kansas City metro area. Really cool place. And they provide breakfast and a really nice large dinner. But if you want lunch, you can add that for $250 a month. And have all three meals provided. Never have to cook again. But in your apartment, you have a fully equipped kitchen. With all of the equipment, so you can cook whatever you want, whenever you want. Do some dishes, run them in the dishwasher. They'll have a stove and an oven and a microwave, refrigerator, freezer, etc. There are some opportunities for socialization, some activities. They have transportation to and from, like the one lady, she said, we have medical appointments on Tuesday and Thursday. Every week we'll run out to the grocery store, and then we might make a run out to Walmart or Target or something like that, just kind of some general shopping. And so let me just talk about the cost of these places. And again, you're downsizing, you're not paying utilities, you're not doing any maintenance, you're never scooping snow, you're never mowing grass again. So there's a lot of nice support there. They're providing some of the meals, maybe all of the meals. Some places have dining dollars or meal credits where you can just eat what you want when you want throughout the month. So these places, on average, are going to run somewhere between $3,500 per month and maybe $5,500 per month. Can you find a place less than that? Yes, you can. I was just in one this last week, and it was very nice. About $2,300 for a really nice one-bedroom apartment with two meals a day provided. It's great value. I was very surprised. But on average, $3,500 to $5,500 is going to cover most places. Can you spend more than that? Yep, you absolutely can. So that's independent living. Then, if you move to that next step, so let's say you're declining a little bit. Let's say you need a little bit of help getting dressed. Let's see, you're getting a little bit forgetful, so if someone could help you manage and distribute your medications, maybe that would be really helpful. I'm a little insecure getting in and out of the shower. It'd be great if someone could help me in the shower. I don't need help showering, but just help me get in and out, because I had a fall one time, and I'm a little bit afraid of that, and I don't want that to happen again. So help me with that, a couple other things, and I'm good to go. So you move to the assisted living level of care. So what the assisted living level of care is, it is a social model. It is not a medical model. But there's a tremendous amount of support. Okay, so they can help you minimally or fully with your ADLs. And that, if you hear that term, that stands for activities of. So that would be help minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. They can, and they will, manage your medications, order them, reorder them, distribute your medications, make sure you get the right meds on time, properly. They can help you with incontinence support to a point. They all have their limitations and thresholds with that, but they can help you out with that as well. At this point, they make all of your meals every day. They provide your snacks, your hydration. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. And doctors make house calls. So instead of having to go out, and you're welcome to go see your family doctor that you've seen for the last, you know, how long? My doctor, I've seen him for probably about 25 years. And so you're welcome to see them, but if you don't want to do that, you can switch to a doctor who will come to your apartment, essentially making a house call. There is transportation to go out to see your doctor, maybe see specialists and that sort of thing. So there is a tremendous amount of support at that assisted living level of care. But you want to know how much it costs? Stay tuned, because on the other side, I'm going to share the average cost of assisted living.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Cock County, Tennessee, it's been 3 months since the devastating floods from Hurricane Helene. Recovery is far from over, but many volunteers say they aren't giving up. As they continue to rebuild, we'll continue to look for their needs and what needs aren't being met from somewhere else. And we'll meet those needs, said Don Smith, president of the Knoxville chapter of Vietnam Veterans of America. Smith's group, in collaboration with Veterans in Focus, are helping their own, supporting four East Tennessee veterans who lost their homes in the floods.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
60 seconds of service.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. And again, thanks for being here with me on the 600th episode of Senior Care Live. Man, I am so proud of that. It hasn't really hit me yet. 600 episodes, that's a lot. And again, it really does not feel like 600. That sounds like a huge number, and it is. But like they say, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And I love this program. I have not missed one. I should not. Sean, I better knock on wood here. I'm knocking. But I have not missed one show in 600. I've been here every single week. I've not had any reruns, nothing. And so, God willing, another 600 more. So, all right. So listen, go ahead, Sean.
I was just going to say, has your wife asked you to take a break?
No, she likes it when I'm gone. No, I'm just kidding. No, she knows I love it, and she's very supportive of it. So she's been literally nothing but supportive of it. So back to that assisted living level of care. Again, it's a social model that can help you minimally or fully with your activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting. That can help with incontinence support. They'll distribute your medications, make sure you get those on time. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls. There's transportation to go out to medical appointments. There's just so much to like about it. So the cost is somewhere, I'm just going to give you an average. This should cover the majority of places, $6,000 per month up to $9,000 per month. Now, again, just like independent living, can you find a place for $5,000? Can you spend $10,000? Yep, you can go a little lower, a little higher, but I think that's going to cover the majority of places. So a couple of things influence the cost of assisted living. Number one, the size of your apartment. So a studio apartment is less than a one-bedroom apartment, and that's less than a two-bedroom apartment. So the space, the amount of space that you have would impact that. And then the other aspect that would impact the cost of assisted living is how much care you need. There are a couple of exceptions to this, but I think the majority of assisted living communities use the pricing model of a base plus a level of care charge. What we mean by that is say it's a one-bedroom. And again, this is just a recent example. I took a tour of this place as independent living, assisted living. I was really surprised. It was very nice. And I was really surprised by their pricing. I think it was overly fair. So that a base price of a one-bedroom assisted living community at $4,200. And then they had four levels of care on top of that. So how that works is everyone would pay $4,200 for this one-bedroom apartment. And then if you need a little bit of help, you would pay $250 on top of that base. If you need a little more help than that, it's $500. That's level of care 2, level of care 3, $750. And then the top level of care 4, which would be their maximum amount that they could help you, would top out at $1,000, again, for the level of care charge added onto the base. Most places work like that. And they'll do an assessment, and they'll assign a number of points to the tasks that they have to help you with. And then, 0 to 5 points, level 1, 6 to 10, level 2, et cetera, et cetera. They all have their different ways to do that. So that's how that works. Now, the exception to that, and I'm seeing this more and more, and my clients prefer this, frankly, is a flat fee for service. You move into a one-bedroom apartment, whether you need a little bit of help or a lot of help, it's $6,200 or whatever the number is, okay? You move in, you need a little bit of help, we got you covered. You need a lot of help, we got you covered. It's a flat fee, and you don't have to worry about all of this level of care stuff. That's really easy to budget. There are no surprises at the end of the month. There are no changes. There are no cost increases, which always rub people the wrong way, even if it's justified. So that flat fee for service, it's pretty attractive to a lot of people. But again, your average cost, $6,000 to $9,000, is going to cover most assisted living communities. And then let's move to the highest level of care, long-term care level of care. Some people, again, still refer to that as a nursing home or skilled nursing and rehab or the health center, a lot of different terminologies out there, a lot of different terms. This is the medical model. So they can offer everything that assisted living offers, plus full medical care. So you have registered nurses here. You have LPNs. You have more staffing in general. They can provide a lot heavier physical care, plus all this medical care and support. So what I mean by that, let's say you have wound care needs, and your wound care, your dressing, your bandages need to be tended to every single day. They can do that. Let's say you have a urinary catheter that has to be monitored, flushed properly, changed out. They can do that. You have you require tube feeding, and you have to make sure that there's no infection at the site. You have to properly administer that, so that's either through a drip, a pump, or a bolus. And so, right, so you can do that. Let's say you're diabetic with insulin injections required, pain management. Let's say that, and God bless you, but you're so weak that it takes two staff members or maybe even a mechanical lift to help you with that. Okay, they can do all of that at that long-term care level of care. Are there a few exceptions for assisted living who could do maybe some of that stuff? Yes, there are a few. I'm talking wide generalities here, and it would catch the majority of places. Now, at long-term care, you have two options. You have a shared room, and that means you have a roommate. Now, and before you go, oh, no, I'm not interested in that, hear me out. In long-term care, your room is designed really for a place for you to sleep. That's where you're going to sleep overnight, take some naps, that sort of thing, maybe read a book, that kind of thing. But throughout the rest of the day, you're using the rest of the building, the community, doing things around the building. So you're not actually in your room all the time. And so that makes this a little more doable, I think, once you realize how it works. So a shared room is going to be somewhere between $8,000 and $9,500 per month. And then if you want a private room, it comes at quite a premium, $11,000 to $15,000, $16,000 a month. It is unbelievably expensive. And so I just wanted to cover kind of the main three. There are all sorts of other things I can talk about. Maybe I'll do that on another program.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson vowed there will be big consequences if terror group Hamas violates the ceasefire deal struck with Israel. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Johnson joined NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, saying he was hopeful about the truce announced last week. He said he recently spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and that they are cautiously optimistic that the Palestinian militant group Hamas will follow through with the three-part plan. Johnson said he had a message for the international community regarding the ceasefire deal. He said, quote, "Everyone around the world needs to know, as President Trump has made clear, that we stand with Israel and that there will be blank to pay for Hamas if they violate those terms." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Three female Israelis were released on Sunday. GOP senators are vowing to confirm as many Trump nominations as possible this week.
Job one for the Republican-controlled Senate this week will be confirmation votes for a number of Trump nominees. Democrats have let it be known they don't plan to help the GOP expedite the process, but there is an exception. Democrats and Republicans alike are expected to yield their debate time on Monday to allow for a confirmation vote for one of their own. GOP Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. He'll likely be the only Trump cabinet member in place by the end of day one. Bob Agnew for Inauguration 2025.
There's a reason why Mr. Trump's inauguration's been moved indoors tomorrow.
Going to be a cold day in Washington, D.C. on Monday, that's for sure. Looking at high temperatures, temperatures will probably be in the mid-20s, in the morning, maybe 21, 22, getting up towards 24, 25 by the afternoon. It's going to be windy. We'll have wind gusts toward 25, 30 miles an hour. So that will push the wind chill down to around 10.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Varies by plan. You contract them.
When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? I absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. For the one and only Relief Factor.
A proposal to regulate shipping speeds in the Atlantic is washed up. George Williams has the story.
The federal government is withdrawing proposed rules that would have required more ships to slow down in East Coast waters to protect a vanishing whale. Environmentalists had objected, saying that the endangered North American right whales, with numbers under 400, will remain at risk. But authorities say there's no way to implement the rules ahead of the incoming Trump administration, which has signaled a shift towards support for marine industries. George Williams reporting.
Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry says the Make America Great Again flag will be raised at the governor's mansion in honor of President Trump's inauguration. Earlier this week, House Speaker Mike Johnson ordered flags at the U.S. Capitol to be raised to full staff on Inauguration Day. Many other governors say they will also raise flags on Inauguration Day. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. Senator Steve Daines says forest lands in the state of Montana are facing much the same dangers as California, thanks to harvesting restrictions on federal land.
Rather than thinning our forests, reducing fuel loads, reducing risk of catastrophic wildfires, we're sitting here in court. Rather than having loggers in our forests, we've got lawyers crawling all over here filing suits.
Daines tells Salem Radio Network he looks forward to more sensible policies under former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, President Trump's nominee for Interior Secretary. New York City police arrest a suspect in an assault on a 66-year-old MTA worker in Harlem. NYPD says Paul Hinton approached the MTA employee, punched her in the face Friday afternoon as she stood on a platform at a subway station, and is charged with second-degree assault. The on-duty MTA worker was injured but is expected to recover. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got podcasts throughout the week, but this, for many of you, is a live radio program. And we got lots to talk about today. And, you know, the question arises, you know, why listen to Intelligent Medicine? Why become a fan of this program? And the reason is because Intelligent Medicine is, well, it means the best of both worlds, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you each weekend and throughout the week is my job description. And you're going to get practical news you can use about, let's say, what supplements should you take? Should you be taking the flu shot this year? What are the benefits? What are the potential downsides? Also, you can get useful information about how to prevent back pain. All those topics are grist for the mill here on Intelligent Medicine, plus your phone calls. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got a weekly newsletter. You can go to drhoffman.com and subscribe to our newsletter. And in our next newsletter, coming up next week, I'm going to tackle a variety of subjects, including this news about fluoridation. We're rethinking fluoridation because, well, the fluoridation controversy has raged since, literally, since I was a kid. Growing up in the 50s and 60s in Southern California, there was an outfit called the John Birch Society, which was an ultra-right-wing organization, which propounded the idea that fluoridation was a kind of a an unfoisted public health measure on the populace, that it was dangerous. And it was identified with those proverbial little old ladies in tennis shoes who would walk around with picket signs protesting fluoridation. And I recently rewatched the 1964 Stanley Kubrick movie Dr. Strangelove, which is really worth a rewatch, because it kind of captures the zeitgeist of my adolescence in the 1960s. And if you recall, in it, a crazed rogue Air Force base commander launches a preemptive nuclear strike on Russia. And that's the plot of the movie. And it's kind of one of those doomsday movies about, yeah, what could possibly go wrong in the nuclear age? And the Air Force base commander was portrayed memorably by Sterling Hayden. The character's name was, get this, General Jack D. Ripper. And he was absolutely a nutcase person. And he delivered a long soliloquy about the dangers of fluoridation, positing that it was a communist plot. And I'm quoting from the movie, "Do you realize," he said, "that in addition to fluoridating water, why, there are studies underway to fluoridate salt, flour, fruit juices, soup, sugar, milk, ice cream. It's incredibly obvious, isn't it? A foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids without the knowledge of the individual, certainly without any choice. That's the way your hardcore commie works." And conspiracy theories aside, there have been legitimate concerns over the efficacy and safety of universal water fluoridation. First of all, you know, there's this ethical concern about it's actually the only substance that we introduce into our food and water. Well, perhaps with the exception of certain vitamins that we fortify flour with. We now put some B vitamins, some folate, especially, into flours because we believe that it is a hedge against neural tube defects in pregnant women. Okay, women need folate to prevent birth defects. And fluoridation is kind of like, you know, it's against your will. It's like, you know, I want it or I don't want it. Oh, it's imposed. And still, about 70% of community water supplies are fluoridated. And it's been argued, and I think there's a point here, that the significant reductions in tooth decay seen since the introduction of fluoridation, which was post-war, 1946, it was thought that, you know, one of the reasons that fluoride was introduced is because it's a waste product of aluminum production, and aluminum production soared during World War II, the need for lightweight aircraft materials, so there's a lot of fluoride that was a waste product of that. And they thought, well, what do we do with all this fluoride? It's kind of toxic. We're, you know, putting it into a toxic waste dump. No, we can actually recycle it into the water supply, and it may be beneficial. It may actually, and you know, there's studies that document that it does reduce the incidence of tooth decay somewhat. There are a lot of studies that show that the reason that we're seeing less tooth decay is because of hygiene, better hygiene, you know, better, you know, dental care, and, you know, potentially, you know, less in the way of poverty, and, cleaner living circumstances, et cetera, et cetera. So, in many countries that are poorer countries, where they do use fluoridation, they still have a lot of tooth decay. So fluoridation hasn't stemmed the tide in those countries because of socioeconomic factors. So the other problem is that there is a narrow therapeutic window for protection against caries with fluoride. Fluoride is something that if used too much, it'll actually damage your teeth. It'll result in dental fluorosis, which is mottling of the tooth enamel that is unsightly and, you know, potentially runs the risk of damaging your teeth. And systemic effects are documented of too much fluoride, which include weakening of the bones. Fluoride will increase your bone density on a DEXA scan, but when it comes to reducing the risk of fractures, it actually creates more brittle bones. There are endocrine problems. There's even neurological toxicity and cancer. More on the neurological toxicity coming up, because the fluoride action network, which is vociferously anti-fluoridation, and I've had them on at various times in my career to do podcasts to talk about the hazards, downsides of fluoridation. They've been campaigning to highlight fluoridation hazards for decades. If you go to their website, which is fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, they've got a publication that is entitled 50 Reasons to Oppose Fluoridation, and they talk about the downsides and hazards. Well, coming into the picture is a recent National Toxicology Program monograph, which has concluded that higher levels of fluoride exposure, such as drinking water containing more than 1.5 milligrams of fluoride per liter, are associated with lower IQ scores in children. Now, the dentists, the ADA, the American Dental Association, which is a big proponent of fluoridation, and when I talk about the subject, I'm at risk of arousing the ire of many of the dentists who like to listen to Intelligent Medicine. So, you know, look, I mean, I respect your viewpoint on this because this is a controversy. It's like not settled science. But in the study that showed the deficits in IQ, that's roughly double the level of fluoride that's in drinking water. Okay, so it's kind of pushing the envelope at a higher dose. But I got to say that the problem is that while municipal water delivers fluoride at a concentration generally considered safe, it's ubiquitous in the food chain. You know, wherever foods are processed with, you know, fluoridated water, as the case with most manufacturing facilities, it's going to concentrate the fluoride in the food, the water, the beverages. And so you're getting in your drinking water, you're getting in your foods, a little bit like kind of what echoing the sentiments of General Jack D. Ripper. You know, maybe he was prescient in 1964. He said it's going to be added to your, you know, to your soup, sugar, milk, ice cream, fruit juices, etc. Stuart Cooper, who's executive director of the Fluoride Action Network, claims, quote, there is no scientific basis for the claim that fluoridation is safe for children. The ADA, American Dental Association, will be the last to admit that they're largely responsible for damaging the brain development of millions of innocent kids over many decades. Well, kind of inflammatory language. But here's another point, is that fluoride comes to us in a variety of ways. We get fluoride, little kids do, often when they go to the dentist. The fluoride is applied to their teeth in an effort to prevent tooth decay. In some instances, not all dentists do this, but some still do. Also, kids use fluoridated toothpaste, and kids sometimes have trouble distinguishing between stuff that you spit out and stuff that tastes yummy and that you swallow. So they're swallowing more fluoride. Potentially, they are achieving those higher doses that may be associated with brain damage and IQ deficits. And so, you know, my take is that as concerns mount over the potential hazards of excess fluoride, I agree with what's happening in many countries and localities who are abandoning the practice of mandatory water fluoridation. And I don't think we're going to see a major uptick or a surge in tooth decay among children and adults as the result of abandoning that practice. We're still going to get fluoride. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 24 premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
Not only does Trump need an eraser, he needs a lot of them. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. From banning gas water heaters and banning areas for drilling oil, Biden's claims for a smooth transition were nonsensical. Trump needs to start from scratch. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond. The future of Trump's cabinet picks. And is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here.
Our number is 877-726-8255, and you can get in on the action by calling 877-726-8255. Anytime you like, if you have a question, you're in a medical dilemma, quandary, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Are there any alternatives to the drug apixaban, A-P-I-X-A-B-A-N? My doctor wants me on a blood thinner, but I want to know what the consequences of this drug is. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so apixaban is better known as Eliquis, and it's an example of a new generation of blood thinners that are unlike Coumadin. Coumadin, it was problematic because you had to keep getting your levels of Coumadin checked because it affects bleeding, and with a test called the ProTime, you can determine how much it is reducing the risk of a stroke or a heart attack, how much it's thinning the blood, whether it's effectively thinning the blood, whether you're underdosing or whether you're overdosing. And it is affected by diet because vitamin K in the form of green leafy vegetables and tea and certain other foods can affect it. So if you're on a diet where, you know, sometimes you just pour on the green leafy vegetables or you guzzle a lot of tea, it can actually change the effectiveness, reduce or increase the effectiveness of Coumadin. If you increase the effectiveness of Coumadin, you might get bleeding, bruising. But if you reduce the effectiveness, you might actually eliminate its protection against stroke. These medications are not always used to prevent stroke. I mean, they can be used if people have blood clots in their legs, for example. But the most common usage of these medications is when you have atrial fibrillation, which is an abnormal rhythm of the heart. And what happens with atrial fibrillation is that because of the abnormal rhythm, sometimes little clots can form inside the heart. And then when the heart pumps, it pumps the blood up towards the head via the carotid arteries, and that can cause a stroke. So anticoagulation is a thing for many people. And you can get some degree of anticoagulation with aspirin. Aspirin, however, has a little bit of an erosive effect on the GI tract and sometimes cause gastrointestinal bleeding. Eliquis, to a lesser extent. The problem with these medications is that they render you more susceptible to bruising, to injury, because if you're not on it and you twist an ankle, okay, your ankle will swell a little bit, but if you're on it, you might get a big, big swollen ankle because of the bleeding that is permitted because of the blood thinning. You might also get like bleeding of the gums, certainly easy bruising of like the arms. People who are on these medications, they often have a lot of black and blue, especially get older, their skin is thinning. And then there's some other side effects. And these are less common side effects, but include fatigue, just kind of an icky feeling that people experience from Eliquis. Less than 1 in 100 has been reported, and I've talked to some people who believe that Eliquis has some other adverse effects besides increasing their risk of bruising. I guess the biggest problem when you're on these types of blood thinners is if you fall. And if you fall and you hit your head, you get a concussion, okay, bump on your head. But I think a lot of people in this country are hospitalized and die because when they take these medications and they fall, they get a brain bleed. And that, I think, is one of the more serious downsides of these medications, especially older people take these medications. They stumble, they fall, they hit your head, and then they have a brain bleed, which can have a really, really bad outcome. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
It's January, time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. What do you want to achieve? Feel your best, conquer your goals. Let me share my personal experience with MightyPure from Timeline Nutrition. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MightyPure is a game changer. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal. MightyPure is the only urolithin A supplement on the market clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MightyPure addresses common signs of aging at the root. So if you want to support your cellular health and achieve your goals for 2025, MightyPure is offering a rare, deep discount to get your 2025 started right. This month only, get 33% off MightyPure. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MightyPure. MightyPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. During the program or otherwise anytime during the week, call that number, record a question. The flu vaccine. Okay, I've got a lot of questions from listeners and in my practice about, you know, every year. It's the same thing. Should I take the flu vaccine? And this is the time of the year that people start thinking about the flu vaccine because it's cold and flu season, right? You know, it tends to increase in the cold months. And also, you know, people stay inside more. There's lots of holiday gatherings. I think people are a little stressed and run down. And I also think that people eat and drink a lot during the holidays. It's kind of like, starts around the time of, well, you look at all the Halloween candy that's sold, and I think adults consume about 70% of that Halloween candy. You know, what you can do with all the leftovers when the trick-or-treaters don't pick up all those Reese's Pieces and Mars bars. Well, so a lot of people say, well, should I take the flu vaccine? And my position has been, and for a long time, it's been, I am an agnostic. I'm not an atheist. I'm not saying, no, don't take it. I also am not an enthusiastic promoter. I'm not a believer, a true believer, that the flu vaccine is mandatory for everyone. My personal choice is I don't take the flu vaccine. So here's a little information about the flu vaccine. Headline, and this is from just this week, flu vaccine might be less effective this year. And it comes to us in a report from WebMD. The CDC says the flu vaccine being used this flu season might be less effective than the one used last flu season. And how do we know that? Well, not that many people have taken it yet. So how do we know that the flu vaccine is less effective? Well, there's a test case for it because south of the equator, it was 6 months ago, precisely the same season as we're entering into this fall. The winter in South American countries is July, August, right? That's winter. So their flu season is the opposite of ours. And so this flu vaccine has already been field tested in countries like Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Paraguay, and Uruguay. And so we look to those countries for forecasting, you know, just like kind of hurricane forecasting. Nothing is certain, you know, as we followed Hurricane Helene and the trajectory of those hurricanes and Hurricane Milton most recently. It was all based on prediction. Where's it going to land? How intense is it going to be? Same thing with the flu. But also, when we make the vaccine, it's months before the flu hits. So the vaccine, since the flu virus changes all the time, you know, we learned that with the COVID virus. So we make our best prediction, and then we manufacture a lot of vaccine, and we see if it works. It turns out that the seasonal flu vaccine cut the risk of hospitalization for high-risk groups. Okay, we're not talking about ordinary folks, but high-risk groups, you know, immunosuppressed, elderly, frail people. In Argentina, Brazil, Chile, and Paraguay, and Uruguay, by just 35%. That compares to last flu season when the vaccine had a 52% effectiveness in those countries. So the prediction is that vaccine effectiveness might be similar in the Northern Hemisphere. And during the past flu season in North America, see, a lot of people think it's you take the flu shot and you don't get the flu. No, you may get the flu. You may have a less severe flu. You may have a somewhat reduced risk of hospitalization or even death, but it's not a sure shot. You know, what we'd like to see is something that's like 100% effective, or at least 90% effective. Well, during the past flu season in North America, the CDC estimated the vaccines were 41 to 44% effective in preventing flu-related hospitalization in adults. And it was about, it works better in kids. It 52 to 61% effective for children. Nevertheless, an estimated 75 million people in the U.S. got the flu between October 2023 and April 2024. So that's like, what, you know, a quarter of the population or more. The result were 900,000 hospitalizations and between 17,000 and 100,000 deaths. So, you know, if you say, well, COVID was just like the flu. No, COVID was worse. But the flu, pretty substantial death toll. So here is another way of looking at it. This is a Cochrane review, which was actually published in the early 2000s. And it's a review of, and the Cochrane collaboration does reviews of medical therapies. And they try to be honest brokers. They're not biased. They're not bought out by the pharmaceutical companies. They're probably, you know, maybe they're influenced to some extent, but they're not pharma bros who do this. They performed a review, vaccines to prevent influenza in healthy adults, and they looked at 52 trials in over 80,000 people. And what they found is this. They found that there is a small protective effect against influenza. 71 people would need to be vaccinated to avoid one influenza case. All right? So, in other words, that's not that great. That's what's called number needed to treat. 71. So, in other words, 70 people would unnecessarily take it. It wouldn't matter. But one person might be protected from the flu. 29 would need to be vaccinated to avoid one case of something called influenza-like illness, which is the more severe symptoms, more severe flu. Okay, and what they here they conclude: vaccination would have little or no appreciable effect on hospitalizations or number of working days lost. And so, well, one of the answers to this was, okay, older people have lower immunity. So they came up with this idea that for older people, they're going to amp up the potency of the vaccine. So, you know, if you're younger, you don't need this. But if you're older, you know, over 65, or if you're frail, you're going to take something called the high-dose recombinant influenza vaccine. It's three times more potent. It's called the flu block, and that's routinely dispensed to older adults and even, you know, adults over 50. And they looked at the impact on hospitalization or infection. Now, it makes sense, right? Give a higher dose because people's immune system's not as robust. So hit them with a higher dose and their immune system will respond. Totally makes sense. They did a study on this, just came out, 2024. High-dose recombinant influenza vaccine. The number needed to treat to prevent one more infection, then this is compared to the flu vaccine. This is not overall efficacy, but the question was, is there an advantage over a regular flu shot for older adults? The number needed to treat was 3,000. So 2,999 people would have to get the high-dose vaccine to prevent one infection. There was no impact on hospitalization. No impact. So the bottom line is, they say, there's a very small absolute reduction in the risk of influenza with a high-dose recombinant vaccine, but they have no impact on hospitalization. All right. And that's why. I mean, I just look at the science. I mean, there are a lot of people like anti-vax. So what are the downsides? Well, there are some downsides of the flu vaccine. A lot of people swear that they take the flu shot and they get the flu. Actually, what they're getting is they're getting a flu-like reaction, and that occurs according to the statistics One in 125 people experienced a fever after the vaccination. So some people are really afraid that the vaccination is going to make them sick. That's not that like. I mean, you're going to get a sore arm. You may feel a little malaise for a day or two. But an actual fever and something that is similar to experiencing the flu itself, they say that happens only one in 125 times. So there you have it. And, you know, so, you know, pick your poison. You know, take the vaccine, run the small risk of a vaccine reaction, get a little bit of protection, maybe. But unfortunately, for the very people who need the most protection, they have really crappy immune systems, the frail, the elderly. The vaccine's not that effective. For kids, a little different story. I mean, kids do derive a benefit from the flu shot in terms of somewhat reduced risk. For kids, the benefits were more robust. Okay, so it was the number needed to treat for kids kind of low, five. So four kids would get it unnecessarily to prevent one case of the flu, and that's a little better. That, you know, may make some sense for kids. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harvey Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net.
Also included, 24 premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Redding Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us Monday as we welcome the Shasta County citizens advocating respect on Martin Luther King's birthday celebration day. Find out what's going on here in town and many more things as we catch up on what happened over the weekend and what's happening in the North State. All of this Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Not only does Trump need an eraser, he needs a lot of them. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. From banning gas water heaters and banning areas for drilling oil, Biden's claims for a smooth transition were nonsensical. Trump needs to start from scratch. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond. The future of Trump's cabinet picks. And is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Important announcement because there is a free offer that you may want to take advantage of. Our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract want to help you stay healthy, especially in this cold and flu season, not to mention cardiovascular benefits, blood pressure, and anti-atherosclerosis benefits. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. So just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. There's no purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio, kyolic.com/radio, and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. All right. Crocs. This is kind of a pet peeve because, first of all, I think Crocs look ugly. And for an adult to wear Crocs, they're trying to make a fashion statement or something. It's ridiculous. But for kids, maybe. But podiatrists are sounding the alarm over Crocs. And, you know, they're handy. They're handy because, you know, kids can just slip them on. You know, they also have these little bands across the, or you know, these things that hold them in the back. But a lot of kids just slip them on, right? And the heel strap, kids ignore it, and they wear the shoes like slides. But podiatrists are concerned that it's having a negative effect on kids' foot development and their gait development. One who was interviewed by NPR, Dr. Priya Parthasarathy from Maryland, says that she's seeing structural issues like heel pain, arch pain, hammer toes, because if you ever walked in Crocs, you have to kind of grip the shoe to keep them on, so the toes are always overworking. And foot and ankle specialists are warning online that Crocs aren't the best choice for all-day footwear. I mean, yeah, maybe we're running around a little bit or we're around the pool. They're not particularly stable. And They also lack arch support, and they're made of this plastic material or rubber-like material that's not great at wicking away moisture. So you can get blisters, you get kind of skin problems from them. And Dr. Partha Sarathy has seen kids with foot injuries after their Crocs slid off because they're so wide that they don't grip the foot as well. So, you know, word of the wise, you know, if you're a parent, your kids can wear some Crocs if you like. But put them in, you know, good sneakers with some support because it also changes your gait. You know, you have to kind of shuffle when you walk in them. And so adults wearing Crocs, it can change your gait. And they can take a toll on the foot, the ankle, and even, you know, your hips, your spine, because everything is connected. You know, your foot bone's connected to the ankle bone, etc. And if you've got bad support, that'll have other ramifications. All right, here's an important topic. Something that we've just introduced here on Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the very substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing from sagging. Wrinkles are a consequence of cross-linking of collagen, making it less pliant and firm. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Brightcore Nutrition. And I use it now daily, throw some Revive powder in my shakes. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And studies show that collagen also helps people relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some of the effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call this number, 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. We got a special offer. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for the BOGO, buy one, get one free, for Revive multi-collagen protein. Okay, so diet matters during pregnancy. And we've known, I mean, this is ancient wisdom, is that moms who are pregnant should be eating good quality food. And I've been told, you know, I wasn't around yet, but I've been told that while my dad worked in the city, we were living in New York City at the time that I was born, he worked in the squalid Manhattan, you know. But when my mom was pregnant, my dad sent her to, like, a farm in New Jersey where she could get fresh food, you know, organic, natural. And, you know, maybe that had an impact on me. Well, this study, diet quality during pregnancy and adolescent brain morphology and cognitive performance. And what they found is that diet quality may affect the offspring's neurobiology. And indeed, there was a distinct difference in brain structures and also in verbal comprehension and reasoning and IQ associated with higher diet quality during pregnancy. So bigger brain, better brain, due to better diet while mom has you in the oven. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using Anti-factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the Anti-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's NT.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump appears at a Make America Great Again rally in Washington.
Once and for all, we're going to end the reign of a failed and corrupt political establishment in Washington, a failed administration. We're not going to take it anymore.
TikTok restoring service to users in the U.S. just hours after the platform went dark in response to a federal ban. The move comes after President Trump said he plans to pause the ban by executive order after he is sworn in on Monday. Three Israeli hostages released, but nothing's official, and government spokesman David Mercer says Israel will return to fighting if it has to.
Both President Trump and President Biden have given full backing to Israel's right to return to the fighting if Israel reaches the conclusion that the second stage of negotiations are ineffectual. Israel's government does, of course, want all stages to be come into effect.
The reason why some homes survived the California wildfires. Julie Walker has more.
Why are lone homes left standing after the fires? It's not entirely luck. Photos and videos of burned buildings in Los Angeles versus those still standing have been all over. Many experts stress luck is a major factor in burning. Wind can make a split-second 180-degree turn and head to someone else's house, taking that fire with it. But builders and architects stress modern techniques and materials dramatically reduce fire risk. Stucco, a cement material, is a common exterior for Southern California homes, and it's fire resistant. Double pane windows slow heat coming from the burning building next door, and simpler roof lines can allow red hot embers to slide off. I'm Julie Walker.
More at townhall.com.
It varies by plan. You contract.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
For the first time in U.S. history, a president-elect is welcoming foreign leaders for one of the most American political traditions, the peaceful transfer of power. President Trump invited communist Chinese President Xi Jinping and conservative world leaders such as Argentine President Javier Milei and Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni to his inauguration. Milei and Meloni are expected to be there, Xi Jinping sending his vice president as his representative. No heads of state have previously made an official visit to the U.S. for the inauguration. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says millions of people are under some kind of cold or snow hazard over the next couple of days.
It's over 28 million in a winter storm warning. We've got an additional 30 million under a winter storm watch, and that's mainly across the southern U.S. We have another winter storm that's expected to impact portions of Texas. Even into Georgia and even North Florida.
News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump likely to have an easier time working with the Senate during his second term in office. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Trump's 2016 victory sent shockwaves through the establishment and sparked a virtual tsunami of resistance in the Senate, including some from Republicans. The term "never Trumper" became part of the political lexicon as GOP senators like Jeff Flake, John McCain, and Mitt Romney drew the battle lines. 8 years later, Trump will be greeted by a much friendlier GOP majority, including some of his former critics. One of his first victories will be confirmation of a former presidential rival, Senator Marco Rubio, as his new Secretary of State. Bob Agnew for Inauguration 2025.
President Trump will use a Bible from his mother as well as the Lincoln Bible for his swearing-in. His late mother gave him the Bible in 1955 for his primary school graduation. The Lincoln Bible was first used as President Lincoln's swearing-in 1861. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with the newspaper drama. And later we'll present the second installment of the five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, The Picture Postcard Matter. When Big Town came to radio in 1937, movie star Edward G. Robinson was newspaper editor Steve Wilson, but he departed after five seasons. And here's his replacement, another fellow named Ed, Edward Pauly. This is The Nightmare House from January 11th of 1949.
LifeWire Health Soap presents Big Town.
Extra, hero about Nightmare House. Tonight's Big Town Racket Exposé, brought to you by LifeBuoy Health Soap, used in the homes of 40 million Americans. Extra, extra.
LifeBuoy Health Soap presents Big Town, the headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting editor whose creed is emblazoned on the masthead of the Illustrated Press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Steve Wilson's headline story of Nightmare House. This is not the story of an ancient mansion peopled by ghosts of the past. This is the story of Bill Barton, his wife Helen, and their new house in the suburbs of Big Town.
Doggone it.
Oh, Bill.
Huh?
Oh, never mind, darling. Needing to wash the dishes, I'm not that helpless.
Oh, maybe not, honey, but you've got a lot of things to do.
Yes, but I have all evening, and you'll be late for work if you don't hurry.
Oh, I'm almost done with what's left of these dishes. I would be, except the darn water's almost cold.
Oh, it's the heater, Bill. It's no good.
Yeah, like the whole plumbing system, the foundation, roof, and floors. We've been had, Helen.
Yes, and so has everyone else on Honeymoon Hill.
Honeymoon Hill. What a name. Nightmare Hill would be better.
Oh, but it could be a lovely house, Bill. We could only make Kane live up to his contract.
That chance of that.
Have you talked to him?
Yes, till I'm blue in the face. And so have the other owners. All we get is excuses, promises. And we're all through talking.
What are you going to do?
We're getting together. We're going to refuse to make any more payments until Kane finishes these houses according to contract. Copper pipe, waterproof cellars, put in standard appliances.
And supply doors.
Helen, do you realize that except for the storage room in the cellar, there isn't one inside door to any room in this or any other house on Honeymoon Hill?
Please, Bill, don't work yourself up so. I know it's bad, but at least we have a roof over our heads.
Yeah, that leaks. Honeymoon Hill. Well, Kane is going to find out the honeymoon is over.
Someone at the back door, Bill.
You stay put on that stool. I'll see who it is.
All right. But you worry too much. The baby isn't due for a month, and I feel fine.
You stay there and keep on feeling fine.
Hello, Barton.
Oh, good evening.
I'm Parker, Kane's new agent.
Parker?
Yeah. Mind if I come in? Want to talk to you. Evening, Mrs. Barton.
Good evening.
New agent for Kane, huh? Well, I hope you'll do more about our complaints than the last one.
That's what I'm here to talk to you about.
We're all through talking to Kane.
So I hear. I understand you've got the folks up here on the hill together.
That's right.
And you're talking about not meeting your next payments on these houses.
If you want to call them houses. And it's more than just talk.
Now, look, Barton, this is serious business.
You're telling me.
You can lose this place and every cent you've sunk into it.
Not if we stick together and fight for our rights.
That's the point. Most of the folks up here won't stick with you. Just a few soreheads.
That's what you think.
Look, Barton, you're the leader of this movement. You started this, you can stop it.
I'll stop it when Kane lives up to his contract with us.
Now, look, suppose we take care of you.
Me? How?
Fix up your place.
Look, Parker, are you trying to buy me off?
No, we'll just take care of your place first.
Oh, and the rest of the folks around here can wait until the cows come home. Is that it?
What do you care as long as you get what you want?
Get out of here. You're a dirtier rat than the last one Kane sent up here. Now get out before I throw you.
Bill, don't lose your head.
Keep out of this, Helen. I'll settle with this rat.
Get smart, Barton. Listen to your wife or you'll lose your house.
I'll risk that before I'll sell out my neighbors. Now get out of here.
They'll sell you out.
I said get out of here.
You'll be foreclosed in a month, you dope.
Dope, am I? Get out.
Hey.
Tell Kane before we're through. We'll put him in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill, you shouldn't have done that. They can make trouble.
Trouble? We've had nothing but trouble since we moved in. Now I'm going to make some trouble for Kane. We can't fight this thing alone.
But what can you do, Bill?
I'm telling the whole rotten story to a newspaper that fights our kind of fight. The Big Town Illustrated Press.
Steve, could you spare a minute?
Sure thing, Lola. Come in.
Come on in, Mr. Barton.
Thanks, Miss Gilman.
Steve, this is Bill Barton, and he has something on a rotten racket that I think you should hear about.
Hello, Bill. Sit down. Let's have it.
Well, I haven't much time, Mr. Wilson. I work nights, and I'm late for my job, but a bunch of my neighbors need your kind of help.
It's one of the infinite variations of the housing racket, Steve.
Oh, the housing racket. That again.
Oh, I know it's an old story, Mr. Wilson. I know it isn't news, headline stuff.
It may not be headline stuff, Bill, but it is news, and important news, as long as the housing shortage exists.
I'm not the only one involved in this. There are about 20 families on Honeymoon Hill, and we've all been taken.
Honeymoon Hill?
It's a development owned by a man named Kane, Steve.
What's the main trouble, Bill?
Well, Kane let us move in before the houses were finished and hasn't lived up to his contracts.
Now, that's an old dodge. Are you a veteran?
No, sir, but ambulance corps driver overseas. Kane financed the whole deal and made sure he didn't sell to vets.
Another dodge to avoid the protection given ex-service men by the Veterans Administration.
What's the immediate trouble, Bill?
Well, we've got together, threatened to withhold our next payments until Kane lives up to his contract.
Now, wait a minute. Are you acting on advice of a lawyer?
No, but we're going to hire one.
Good. You've got to fight this thing by legal means, Bill.
Well, we intend to, but Kane isn't playing it that way.
Are you the head of the group?
Sort of.
Has Kane threatened you?
Yes, with eviction. But first, Parker, his new agent, tried to bribe me.
Bribe you?
Yeah. Offered to fix up my place if I'd keep my mouth shut.
And sell out your neighbors.
Yeah. I kicked him out of the house. My wife is... Well, we're expecting a baby, and it upset her. I had to leave her alone. I'm worried.
Naturally, Bill.
Will you print the story? Will you give us a little publicity? Maybe it'll scare Kane into living up to his contract.
Of course we will, Bill, but Kane's type of operator doesn't care what's said about them once they have their hooks in a victim.
Yes, it's going to be trouble. That agent of Kane's is a rat. I wish Helen wasn't out there alone.
Don't worry. She isn't going to be alone, Bill.
But I work nights. I can't lay off and stay with her. We need the money to make our payments if we lose this fight with Kane.
You're not going to lose this fight or your home, Bill. Where do you work?
At the Big Town Electric Plant on the west side, and I'm late now.
All right, come along. You can give us the rest of the facts we need on the way to your job. Let's go, Laura.
I'm ready, Steve.
What are you going to do, Mr. Wilson?
We're going to have a heart-to-heart talk with your predatory, Mr. Kane.
Hey, look, Kane.
What's the matter, Parker?
You got trouble. Plenty of trouble.
Sure. That's why I hired you, Parker. You said you was good at handling trouble, so handle it.
I'll handle it, but I gotta know a few things first.
Such as what?
Are you covered if anything should just happen to one of those cracker boxes up on the hill?
You mean insured?
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Parker.
Never mind. You hired me to handle those suckers? Keep them in line, collect the installment?
Yeah, but listen...
Don't butt me around, Kane. I don't like being crossed. Now, there's only one guy going to give us any real trouble.
Who do you mean? Bill Barton?
That's right. He's lining up the others. The rest are sheep. But they'll follow him if we don't get rid of him.
Okay. Foreclose on Barton if he don't pay up tomorrow.
That'll take time. We got to get him out of there before he organizes that bunch and they get a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. That'll cost me $2,000 a unit to live up to those contracts.
Yeah. $40,000.
That'd break me.
That's why you hired me. But this is going to cost you a bonus. A big bonus.
How much?
$5,000. Yeah, $5,000 if I get rid of Barton and bust up the organized squawk.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't risking any rough stuff.
There ain't going to be any rough stuff. Nobody's going to get hurt. Except one of them so-called houses. And the way I'm going to handle it will cover up a lot of your crooked building shenanigans.
What are you going to do?
I ain't sure you ought to know.
You're my agent. I'm responsible for your acts.
Yeah. I wanted to be sure you knew that. Well, keep your mouth shut when it happened.
What's going to happen?
There's going to be a fire up on the hill.
A fire?
Yeah. Starting in Bill Barton's basement. Accident.
Wait a minute. Barton's wife ain't well. She might get trapped in that house.
Relax. I'll make sure she gets out of that cracker box. Maybe I'll even rescue her myself and earn Barton's gratitude.
You better make sure of that, Parker.
Don't worry, Kane. I don't mind a little arson, but I ain't mixing myself in a murder for $5,000 if I can help it.
All right. When are you going to pull it?
There's no time like the present, Kane. I'm going to pull it tonight.
Thus unaware that dangerous complications are in the making, Steve and Lorelei head for the suburbs to help Bill Barton.
Stay tuned. We've got more of Big Town after this short intermission.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
And now let's conclude this episode of Big Town on When Radio Was.
Now back to Big Town and tonight's story of Nightmare House. Learning that a group of new homeowners are having trouble with the owner, Steve and Lorelei are driving to the suburbs in the cab of Harry the Loquacious Hecky.
Say, boss, Miss Kelpine.
Say it, Harry, but we hope we won't need the assistance of your trusty monkey wrench on this assignment.
Yeah, that is what you always hope, but you cannot always sometimes tell. So the offer stands as per usual.
Thanks, Harry. But hold the double negatives of doubt until we see if we can't get some positive results with a few well-chosen words of warning.
You better have those words ready, Steve. We just passed a sign saying Honeymoon Hill Development, 1 mile.
You want me to drive right up to this here now, Honeymoon Hill, boss?
No, Harry. Bill Barton said Kane's office is at the entrance on the highway. Stop there if you see a light.
Oh, so you're going to beard the lion in his den, huh, Steve?
Let's call it meeting the jackal in his lair, Lorna and I.
Hey, come to it, boss. That sign you said your dream house is waiting on Honeymoon Hill, turn right 500 feet. And this is it.
Now, there's the office, Steve.
There is a light on. I'll get out here, Harry.
Check, boss.
You want me to go stay with Helen Barton until you come up, Steve?
Yes, Lorna, but first see if you can get a few of their neighbors to meet at Barton's house. In half an hour.
Okay, I'll do my best. What's your plan, Steve?
We get Kane up there for a showdown. And there'll be strength in numbers. Mm. Okay, get going, Harry.
Check.
We'll meet you at Bill Barton's house, Steve.
Let's see what Mr. Kane has to say for himself. Someone is burning the midnight oil. Wonder why.
Yes, yes, who is it? Come in.
Thank you. Mr. Kane?
Yeah, I am. What can I do for you?
Nothing for me, Mr. Kane. But perhaps a great deal for yourself and the people who bought your houses up on Honeymoon Hill.
What do you mean? Who are you? What are you selling?
Selling? Just ideas, Mr. Kane.
Oh, an architect, huh? I'm sorry, I make my own plans, have ideas of my own.
Yes, so I hear.
What have you heard? Who are you?
I'm Steve Wilson of the Big Town Illustrated Press.
Oh, from the press. I'm sorry, I'm not buying any ads right now. All my houses are sold, and of course, when I start another development...
Quit ducking the obvious, Kane. We don't come miles out of Big Town to solicit ads in the middle of the night.
Well, who are you, and what do you want out here, then?
I'm Steve Wilson, managing editor of the press.
Editor?
Yes. And I want your side of the story that you failed to live up to your contracts with the purchasers of your houses on Honeymoon Hill.
Who told you that?
That isn't important. I want to know if it's true before I publish the story. And I'm arranging a meeting at the home of the owners.
A meeting?
Yes, where you'll have a chance to answer the charges. What? If you can.
Well, where is this meeting going to be?
At the home of Bill Barton in about 20 minutes.
At Barton's? 20 minutes, huh?
Yes. Say, what's the matter with you? Why should that be important?
Well, nothing. I just remembered. I've got an appointment. I can't go with you.
Wait a minute, Kane. The appointment you just remembered can't be as important as this one.
Let go of me, Wilson. I've got to meet somebody.
Not so fast, Kane. That somebody wouldn't be Parker, your new agent, would it?
That's none of your business.
I'm making it my business. Parker threatened Bill Barton this evening. Where is he?
I don't know. Let go of me.
Where is he, Kane? I want him at that meeting. He's your agent, and you're responsible for his acts.
I'm not. I don't know what he's going to do to the Barton house.
Do to the Barton house? What are you talking about? What's going to happen?
What do you know? Talk, I don't know. Let go.
Drop that paint stand, Kane.
Let me alone. I don't... That'll hold you, Wilson. Now I got to find Parker. I got to stop him from setting that fire, or he'll send us both to jail.
Treetop. Be silly. It's too soon for that. Besides, there won't be any treetops. Mr. Kane didn't plant the maples in front. Well, that noise was in the cellar. I guess the lid must have fallen off the ash can. Maybe Mrs. Thompson's cat's gotten in the cellar again. Better go see. Let the poor thing out. I hope this light switch works. Nothing else does.
It does.
Better be careful of these deep stairs. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty. Are you down here in the cellar, kitty? Oh, so you're in the coal bin. Come out of there, kitty. Come on out, or I'll...
Come here.
Mr. Parker, what are you doing here?
Shut up, you little fool.
Oh, let go.
Shut up, you... Now, try to bite me.
What are you doing here? Why have you crumpled all those newspapers?
Never mind.
Fire. Fire. You're going to start a fire.
Yes.
Oh, help. Help. Help.
Help. She's passed out. Fainted. Now I got to go through with it. I can't let her talk. Got to keep her here. Yeah, this storage room will do it. Good thing Kane put a door on it. I'll leave her in there. Nobody will know she wasn't caught upstairs when this dump goes up in smoke.
Promise, Kelpine, I'll make 6 homeowners we found awake, and they'll be down at the Barton place in a few minutes. Should we try for some more?
No, Harry, I think that'll be enough to suit Steve's plan, and we better go tell Mrs. Barton she's going to be host to a community protest meeting.
Yeah, she'll be kind of surprised. Which place is it?
It's the last house on this street. You better slow down, Harry.
Yeah, some street. Bet you'll go down to the axles in mud if it rains.
Yes, another of Kane's unhonored commitment. Oh, that must be the house, the white one. Pull in the drive, Harry.
Yeah, right. By the kitchen door, Miss Kilbride. And she must be home and up. There's lights burning all over the house.
I don't blame her. All alone up here in the hill, 100 yards to the nearest neighbor. I'll knock on the kitchen door.
The shades are up, but I don't see nobody.
Well, I'll try again. Maybe she's in the bedroom on the other side of the house.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, Miss Kilbride. Look at that little window down there next to the ground.
Good heavens. There's a light in the cellar, too.
Maybe she's down there fixing the furnace.
Oh, golly, Harry, she's not well. She may have gone down there and fainted. Look, I'm going to try to get in. This door is locked.
Well, maybe there's an outside door to the cellar, Miss Kilburn.
It should be on this side.
Yeah, and folks hardly ever remember to keep them locked. Maybe we can get in that way.
There it is, Harry, down those steps.
Well, leave me go first, Miss Kilburn. I'll try the door.
Okay. Is it locked, Harry?
No, it's just stuck, I think.
Well, try it, Harry. Try to force it. I'm worried.
Yeah, something's screwy. Hey. The lights are out down here.
Well, we were on a minute ago when we came down the steps. Harry, look out! Harry!
Come here, you nosy Dane.
Harry!
Come on, come on. Now, get in there with that Barton woman. Now, I really got to get all this thing done. I gotta get out of here.
Parker, wait. Wait.
Okay.
No, don't. Don't stop. Don't set a fire.
Too late. Get out of here, Kane. That fool Barton woman caught me down here.
That doesn't matter. Stop it. Everything's gone wrong.
I'll say it has. Another dame and a hack driver showed up. I had to hit the guy with his shovel. He's laying over there. I think I busted his skull.
That doesn't matter. You can't set the fire now.
Why not?
A newspaper guy by the name of Wilson came to my office. He's called a meeting. The owners are all coming here in a few minutes.
So what?
I hit him with an inkstand. I knocked him out so I could get here and warn you.
Too late. I got a prison record. We got to cover this thing and a fire will do it.
No. We'll both get sent up for arson.
Arson? I've been tagged for arson before, and I'm talking about murder.
Murder?
Yes, murder. That hacky over there on the floor. I'll burn for it if the Barton dame and the other woman talk.
Where are they? What have you done to them?
Nothing but lock them in that storage closet over there. But they ain't gonna talk me into the chair.
What have you got in that bucket, Parker?
Gasoline.
Gasoline?
Yeah, I'll make a torch out of this dump and nothing flat. Get out of here unless you want to stay here from now on.
No. You're not mixing me up in more murder to save your own hide.
Put down that coal shovel, Kane.
You put down that bucket of gasoline.
All right. Now, you put down that shovel. Drop it.
A gun. What are you doing carrying a gun?
I got the habit from working for dirty crooks like you. Drop that shovel or I'll drop you.
No. Listen, Parker, listen.
You fool. We gotta pull it off. Now you're gonna stay here with those dames and take the rap for this fire. Paper and gas. This'll do it. It'll give me the time to get away from
here. No, it won't. Hey, Parker. Who are you? I'm a newspaper guy, your partner in crime, knocked out with an inkstand, but fortunately he only stunned me.
Well, keep away from me or I'll do more and stun you with the rest of the slugs in this gun.
All right. I'll keep away from you if you'll keep away from that bucket of gasoline.
Sure, I'll keep away from it, you nosy newsy. That's easy, because you're going to pick up that bucket of gas and throw it on that pile of newspapers.
You murderous swine.
Shut up. Pick up that bucket of gasoline. Pick it up.
Thus, Steve Wilson is faced with a deadly dilemma. In a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Now back to Big Town and Steve Wilson as he faces a desperate killer in tonight's racket expose, headline Nightmare House.
Pick up that bucket of gasoline, Wilson. I told you, pick it up.
Wait a minute, Parker. Think it over before you go through with setting fire to this house.
What have I got to think over?
You haven't killed Harry, my hack driver.
How do you know?
I just saw him move and groan.
So what? I had to nail Kane with this gun. I'm primed for the chair, no matter what I do from now on.
You might get away with life. Even a self-defense plea, because Kane tried to hit you with that coal shovel.
I'm not going back to the pen for life. I'm getting clean away. Pick up that bucket of gas.
All right, Parker. But won't it give you nightmares for the rest of your life to know that you burned two girls to death locked in that closet over there, helpless? And a third person is yet unborn.
Shut up. They got themselves to blame. Shut up. Throw the gas on that pile of newspapers.
All right, I guess there's no use arguing with a madman.
Shut up and throw that gas.
Very well. Here it comes.
On you! Why, you dirty... Stop firing that gun, you fool. You're drenched with gasoline.
Don't fire that gun again. The powder flash will turn you into a torch. Drop the gun. Drop it, or I'll have to break your arm. Drop it. Good.
And now just to make you wait for the
police.
All right, you swine. Stay there.
Steve.
Just a minute, Lorelei. I'll get this door unbolted. Get you out of there.
Steve, we could hear it all. Wow, I thought we were really done.
So did I. Until Parker made me pick up that bucket of gas. How's Mrs. Barton?
She fainted when Parker shoved her in here, but I think she's all right. Help me to get her up.
Poor girl. What a time to have something like this happen to her.
Oh, Bill. Oh, she's coming out of it, Steve.
Yes, she'll be all right in a few minutes.
Oh, Bill. Our baby. Our home. Our baby.
All right, Mrs. Barton. Your home and your baby are safe.
Yes, Mrs. Barton. There won't be any more trouble. We'll take you upstairs in a moment, and you can phone your husband. Everything is settled.
Settled?
Yes. Parker's gun has arranged that Honeymoon Hill will be under new management. And we'll see that you and your neighbors get to live in a place that is just that. In more than name only.
Boy.
Harry.
Miss Kilmer.
Oh, thank heavens you're all right, too. How's your head?
Head? You mean this throbbing noggin I got between my ears?
Yes. How are you, Harry?
Swell elegant, boss, I think. Except it looks like I missed an awful lot of excitement.
Yes, Harry. But it's the kind of excitement we can all afford to miss.
And so ended, happily for the homeowners of Honeymoon Hill, with the death of Kane, the arrest and conviction of Parker, and a new era under new management, another exciting adventure in the newspaper career of Steve Wilson and Lorelei of the Big Town Illustrated Press. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilbourne, and was written and produced by Jerry McGill. This is your narrator, Hugh James, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
Nightmare House, as produced for Big Town on January 11th, 1949. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, it's the second installment of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Picture Postcard Matter, right after this.
Harry Lime had many lives, and I can recount all of them. How do I know? Very simple. Because my name is Harry Lime.
Orson Welles reprises his iconic film role as Harry Lime, a con man, a manipulator, and one of the most fascinating men you'll ever meet in Radio Spirit's HCD set, The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime.
Why, Lily. Lily, what are you doing here?
We have some very pretty pink gardenias.
Oh, come on, Lily, don't tell me you don't remember me. And how are all the Corellis?
The who?
Now, don't give me that, Lily.
My name is Lulu.
Well, it used to be Lily, and you used to be a blonde. And the Corellis, as you know perfectly well, because you used to work with them, are the best bank robbers in Central Europe. Well, what about it, honey?
For a limited time, you can get The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, for 50% off. It's a steal that Harry himself would be proud to have orchestrated. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAVE5077 to pay only $15.98.
This is the signal. Mr. Corelli, that celebrated expert with his two able assistants, starts toward the bank. The tunnel was not built for comfort, and the going on hands and feet is a trifle rough. There's a bit of genteel cursing, but hearts are high.
Through 16 exciting escapades, you'll be whisked from one exotic locale to another, all in pursuit of priceless gems, pretty women, and international intrigue. And in the company, of course, of a masterful and roguish charmer who occasionally uses his prowess to stop a crime.
And remember, if you can't manage to resist temptation, Be sure you get it appraised.
There's no reason to resist when you can get half off The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, today at Radiospirits.com. Or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code 5077 to pay just $15.98. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Your home security. If you want to keep tabs on what's happening in and around your property, the Tapo C425 kit is a solar-powered, weatherproof 2K security camera kit with AI detection and color night vision. Jens Hennings from TP-Link has more.
That one is completely wire-free and comes not only with an internal battery that lasts many months at a time, it also comes with a solar panel so that you can continually recharge and basically just set it up and you never have to touch it again. That is a fantastic solution for outdoors if you want to mount it in your backyard, on a tree, on a fence post, on the side of the house.
Get protected with the Tapo C425 kit at tp-link.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was It, our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Here now part two of the picture Postcard Matter, which originally played out in October of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Inspector Herniger of the Zurich Police, Herr Dollar.
Oh, yeah, Inspector. I talked to one of your men last night.
Yeah, when you report the murder of this man called Sebastian.
Yeah, any line on this killer?
Not as yet. We are somewhat at a loss as to motive.
That I think I can supply.
So?
Sebastian apparently had information about the robbery of some uncut diamonds here in Zurich.
So?
Yeah, and he was willing to sell his information. But somebody called off the sale permanently. So find the man who lifted the stones and we'll have Sebastian's killer.
Perhaps.
You don't sound convinced.
It appears quite possible, Herr Dollar, that Sebastian was killed by a woman.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Global Casualty, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the picture postcard matter. Location, Zurich, Switzerland. Expense account continued. Item 6, $1 even, cab fare from the Polo Hotel to police headquarters. Inspector Herniger was a big man who moved and talked slowly. But one look at his very cold, slate-gray eyes told you his brain was moving a lot faster.
Herr Dollar, I believe you told my lieutenant last evening that you were an insurance investigator.
That's right, Inspector.
And that you are in Zurich to investigate loss of $100,000 American dollars in diamonds at the airport a few days ago.
Right.
Well, perhaps you had better supply me with such background as you may have.
Gladly. The robbery itself, of course, you know about.
A fight broke out at the airport. We know that it was, as you say, rigged. To create confusion.
Yeah, and in the confusion, the courier who was carrying the stones was slugged. His briefcase was cut away from his wrist.
Whereupon the assailants quickly melted away into the crowd. The exactness of their timing suggests that they were well organized and had planned the robbery in some detail.
The next day, the company I'm representing got a letter from this man, Sebastian. He claimed to have information on the robbery and would help us recover the stones for a price.
And you were sent to contact this Sebastian?
Yeah. Or rather, I was sent here so that Sebastian could contact me.
And did he?
He did. But as it turned out, he practically had to stand in line.
I am afraid I do not follow you.
Well, first off, a very attractive young lady popped into my cab as I was leaving the airport for the hotel, asked to share the cab.
Oh?
2 blocks later, she had the driver stop, planted a kiss on me, and jumped out.
Indeed. You Americans seem to work fast, Herr Dollar.
Yeah, I'm afraid I can't chalk up the incident to my personal charm, Inspector. She left her purse in the cab, and I gather the idea was to make somebody else think she'd pass the diamonds to me.
And who would this somebody else be?
A guy who jumped me in the lobby of the Polo Hotel. He was pretty convinced I had the stones.
Mm. And how would the dead man Sebastian fit in?
Well, it's my hunch. Sebastian was a member of the outfit who stole them in the first place. He could have been trying to play both ends against the middle.
How do you arrive at that conclusion?
Well, look. We know there were several members of the group. Okay, so they're bound to take a big loss when they fence the diamonds. They'd be lucky to get half the value, which would be $50,000.
True.
Split three or four ways, that would cut the shares down considerably. But if Sebastian could engineer the return of the stones and collect a $25,000 reward for it, he'd be way ahead of the game.
And Sebastian was secretly negotiating with you?
Yeah, behind the newspaper in the hotel lobby. He wanted me to meet him in his room later so we could talk. I went there. I found him in the bathtub dead.
And he had given you no specific information as to the location of the diamonds?
Only this, Inspector.
A picture postcard?
Uh-huh. The Kleibach Inn. He told me Kleibach was a small resort village up in the Alps.
I know the place. The card is addressed to Sebastian and signed by F. Gruner.
He said Gruner was a friend of his.
Perhaps the diamonds are at the Kleibach Inn?
He said no, but this card was only part of the key to finding them.
And he gave you no indication as to what the rest of the key to their location was?
No, none at all. I gather that's what we were going to talk about in his room later. But somebody else apparently had different ideas.
Yeah.
Say, look, you said over the phone that Sebastian's killer could have been a woman.
Well, he was struck on the head from behind, but only hard enough to stun him. His death was due to drowning in the bathtub. Many times in our experience, women have chosen such a method.
The woman, then, could be Ilse.
Yeah. Or perhaps one of Sebastian's gang who learned of his plans. Very annoying, Herr Dollar. Many possibilities.
But nothing tangible. Well, I'm heading for that place on the postcard, Inspector.
The Kleibach Inn?
Yeah. At this point, part of a key is better than none. Expense account item 7, $16.20 American. Transportation and incidentals to the Kleibach Inn. The postcard didn't do justice to the place. The village nestled in a little meadow below some towering peaks. Oh, above it was the inn, a chalet-type building that looked out over the valley. And it was a peaceful scene. A few cows in the meadow with jangling bells. A lot of snow on the peaks. A sky of startlingly clear blue and a few wisps of clouds nudging the peaks. Inside, the inn looked spacious and comfortable with a friendly fire crackling in the huge fireplace and a friendly-looking fellow behind the desk.
Welcome to the Kleibach Inn.
Well, thanks.
Please sign here.
Okay.
Thank you, Herr Dollar, is it?
Yeah. You the manager?
Yeah, I am Otto Friedrich, your host.
Well, maybe you could help me, Otto.
I am at your service.
All right. Take a look at this postcard. Oh, what's the matter?
That is not a good picture of the inn. I had some new ones made. You see, the lighting is wrong in this picture. The entire north wing is in the shadows. Now, in the good picture...
Yeah. Well, what I want to know is, do you sell these cards here?
Not those cards, no. I have the new cards. See, here's one. Now, see how much better...
Well, how about in the village? Do they sell the old cards there?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, in one or two shops. I have told them 100 times I will give them the new ones if only...
Yeah.
You see, it's...
Yes, it's the lighting. You ever hear the name Sebastian around here?
Sebastian. Sebastian.
No need to memorize it. Just tell me if you've heard it, please.
Is it a first name or a last name?
There you've got me.
Sebastian. No, I do not remember hearing that name. I'll be glad to check my register.
Well, how about F. Gruner? He's the one who sent the card to Sebastian.
Gruner. Perhaps I heard the name in the village somewhere. Or I will see what I can find out.
Okay, thanks.
In the meantime, I hope you'll be comfortable here and enjoy your visit. Ski equipment is at your disposal.
Thanks. But I'll enjoy my visit a lot more if I can find F. Gruner.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, Give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Okay, coming. Yeah?
Oh, I say, I'm looking for a chap named Dollar who was supposed to be occupying this room.
I'm Johnny Dollar.
You? You certain?
Reasonably, what?
Oh, what a pity.
Well, I'm sorry, old man, but there's not very much I can do about it.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I say, you must forgive me.
Must I?
Well, I mean, well, you see, I used to know a chap in London named Dollar. Delightful fellow, really. Incidentally, I'm Geoffrey Harris. We had ripping times together.
How jolly for you.
And when I heard that a chap named Dollar had registered here at the inn, well, naturally, I thought it must be old Bunny.
Bunny?
Yes, old Bunny Dollar. Oh, Bunny was just a nickname, you see.
Well, that's reassuring, Harris.
You know, there is a bit of a resemblance. You wouldn't mind a chance to be his brother or cousin, would you?
No.
Well, after all, Dollar's a bit of an odd name, and I...
No, I'm sorry. If you'll excuse me, I'm on my way downstairs.
Oh, splendid. Well, so am I.
Oh?
It's quite a coincidence,
is it? Is it?
Well, running to you in this way, I mean, you're absolutely sure that you don't know Bunny Dollar?
This I can guarantee.
Oh, what a pity. He's really worlds of fun.
Oh, yes, I could imagine. But what do you know?
What's that?
Oh, nothing. I just spotted an old friend over at the bar. See you later, Harris.
Oh, I see.
So I can see your point, old man.
Well, hello, Ilsa. It is Ilsa Schaefer, isn't it?
Why, you're the one.
That's right. Johnny Dollar, the one you shared a cab with back in Surrey.
Yes, of course. What a coincidence.
Isn't it?
Incidentally, Johnny, I want to thank you for turning my purse in. It was foolish of me to leave it in your cab.
Just an oversight, huh?
Well, yes, of course.
I mean, you didn't by any chance leave it in the cab on purpose, huh?
Well, of course not. Why would I do a thing like that?
Oh, maybe so somebody else would think you passed something along to me in that cab, besides a kiss.
That kiss? I suppose I shouldn't have been so impulsive.
Oh, I didn't object to that. But I did object to a muscle man jumping me and acting like you had given me something.
Oh? What was I supposed to have given you?
You don't have any idea?
No, honestly, I don't.
Okay, we'll let that ride for the time being. Mind if I ask what you're doing here at the Kleibach Inn?
Oh, this is a favorite spot of mine. I like to ski.
Oh?
You don't seem convinced. I really am quite a good skier, Johnny.
Are you?
As a matter of fact, I plan to go skiing in the morning. Would you like to come with me?
Well, that might be pretty interesting. Just a minute. I'll go check with Otto, see if I can borrow some skis. Be right back.
All right, Johnny.
Ah, Herr Dollar. And how enjoying your stay so far.
Just fine, Otto, fine. Look, about that girl over at the bar.
Fräulein Schäfer. Oh, a most attractive young lady, no?
A most attractive young lady, yes. This seems to be a favorite spot of hers.
I am very happy to hear that, Herr Dollar.
I suppose she comes here often, huh?
This is her first visit to the Kleibach Inn.
You're sure about that?
Of course. I would certainly remember a young lady like her. Yes, this is her first visit, but I hope it will not be her last.
Don't count on it, Otto. So Elsa was lying about coming here often. It could mean she'd lied about a few other things, too, like leaving her purse in my cab accidentally. She might have been trying to make it look like she'd passed the stolen diamonds onto me and thus take the heat off herself and whoever she was working with. I remembered what Inspector Honegger had told me, that Sebastian's killer could be a woman. I went back to the bar.
Did you arrange for the skis?
Yeah, I guess I'm all set.
Good. Tomorrow morning, then.
All right, where?
Well, I had in mind the North Slope, but perhaps you would not like that.
Why not?
Some people consider it too dangerous.
Oh, I don't think I should worry about the danger, do you? Mm-hmm. After all, Elsa, I'll be in the best of hands.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll take good care of me.
I will certainly try to, Johnny.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, well, skiing's a strenuous sport. So is hunting. Put them together, and it's liable to kill you. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Two of the Picture Postcard Matter, which originally played in October 1956. We'll have part three at the same time of day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and as you just heard, that storyline was written by Robert Reif. Well, my question is about him. In the late 1940s and early 50s, Reif would also write for an adventure program, which aired on both radio and television. This series starred Brian Dunleavy as Steve Mitchell. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, a 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Darling, you send me whisper sweet nothing.
nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more. Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand.
MusicRewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs today for just $19.98 or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a late 1940s adventure program, which aired on both radio and television, and it starred Brian Dunleavy as Steve Mitchell. The answer is Dangerous Assignment. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're out of time, but I want to remind you to take a moment and visit our website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.